an anti-incumbent wave similar to this one. The way the House works, having the majority means everything. Democrats will now chair all the committees, decide what bills come to the floor, what committees will investigate, and who will be called in to testify.
Thank you.
Democrats are also celebrating gains in the U.S. Senate, needing six for control. They've won four seats. Two others are still unsettled. One is in Virginia. CBS's Tom Foti has been watching that one and has the latest live.
Steve, they have counted about 2.3 million votes in Virginia, and Democratic Senate challenger Jim Webb has a lead. Not much of a lead, but enough for him to tell supporters,
"Votes are in and we won."
Not at all convinced of that Republican incumbent, George Allen.
"This has been an interesting election, and the election continues."
With less than 0.5% separating Allen and Webb, whoever is the certified loser is expected to ask for a recount that could mean control of the U.S. Senate. So could the situation in Montana, as we hear from CBS's Stephen Kaufman in Great Falls.
It's promising to be a long day following a long night for those waiting for an outcome in Montana's Senate race. Despite difficulties with a voting machine in the state's most populous county, along with long lines and late votes, Democrat John Tester remains optimistic that his slim lead over Senator Conrad Burns will survive a one-county recount and last-minute tallies.
"We're going to be here for a little while longer. Are you okay with that?"
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Great Falls, Montana.
This is Steve Futterman in St. Louis, where the race for the Senate was one of the most hotly fought in the nation. Both parties poured millions into the campaign. In the end, Democrat Claire McCaskill was able to beat Republican Jim Talent and take another seat away from the GOP.
"The Democratic Party once again has claimed Harry Truman's Senate seat for the working people of Missouri."
McCaskill says her victory is another indication that the country wants change.
This is Howard Ehrenstein live in Washington. Prominent Senate Republicans such as Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania and Mike DeWine of Ohio are now unemployed. Hopeful Republican candidates, including Michael Steele in Maryland and Tom Kane Jr. in New Jersey, are disappointed. Democratic pollster Jeff Garin says it was a political upheaval.
"The bottom line for the voters seems to be that it's time for a change."
Republican scandals helped. Mark Foley's House seat in Florida went to Democrat Tim Mahoney, and Bob Ney's seat in Ohio went to Democrat Zach Space.
In Connecticut, a veteran senator was able to hang on.
"I'm Joe Lieberman, and I approve of this election."
Joe Lieberman, who lost the Democratic primary to anti-Iraq war upstart Ned Lamont, ran and won as an independent. CBS's Bob Schieffer says Lieberman's got a lot of friends now.
"This puts Joe Lieberman, without question, in the catbird seat. Because if you have a closely divided Senate now, and whether the Democrats take control or not, it's going to be a very close margin. Everybody is going to be wanting Joe Lieberman's vote. And let's not forget, Democrats turned their backs on Joe Lieberman after he decided to become an independent. So he really doesn't owe them."
The results mean the end of one-party rule in Washington, and no one knows that better than President Bush. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what's it like there on the morning after?
Well, Steve, the president's described as disappointed. He'll elaborate at a 1 p.m. Eastern Time news conference. The major political setback is a stark contrast to his campaign optimism.
"We're going to win these elections because we understand the values and priorities of the American people."
But exit polls showed that most voters rejected the administration's priorities, especially on Iraq. Senator Hillary Clinton reacted to Vice President Cheney's pre-election pledge of full speed ahead on Iraq.
"The American people have said not so fast."
Now, after mostly ignoring the congressional Democrats for the past 6 years, Mr. Bush has to find a way to work with them. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Ballot issues raised voter interest in some states. CBS's Barry Bagnato looks at how some of the major ones turned out.
In a critical abortion battle in a conservative state, voters in South Dakota soundly reject a near total ban, dooming a Supreme Court challenge. Sarah Stace of Planned Parenthood.
"If we can stop an abortion ban in a state like South Dakota, it is very clear that the people of the country will not support an overturn of Roe versus Wade."
Arizona is the first state to reject a ballot measure outlawing same-sex marriage, but seven other states approve bans. Most eminent domain limits pass. Activist Martha Montelongo.
"We cannot be vulnerable to the government's whim about our property rights."
Six states raise minimum wages. Michigan curbs racial and gender preferences in public institutions. Missouri protects stem cell research. South Dakota won't allow judges to be sued. Pot legalization plans in Nevada and Colorado go up in smoke. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's 6 minutes after the hour. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. His journey to vote started at 7 o'clock. It didn't end until 11:30 last night. Jay Longmire waited 4.5 hours to vote at the East Ridge Rec Center in Highlands Ranch.
I'm actually pretty angry about it, you know, because there were literally hundreds of people that came in and left.
Jay, not the only one with the problems in Douglas County. Other headaches for voting in Denver yesterday. Bill Ritter, new governor for the state of Colorado, as he beat Bob Beaupre 56% to 41%. In the House district races, District 4, Marilyn Musgrave with a slight edge over Angie Piccioni, 46% to 42%. And the House District 5 race in Southern Colorado, Doug Lamborn, Republican, over Democrat Jay Fawcett, 59% to 40%. And in the U.S. House District race, District 7, Ed Perlmutter, new congressperson, he beat Rick O'Donnell, 54% to 42%. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it looks like it's going to be a busy morning. We've got a problem already on the northbound lanes of 225 right near Alameda. It's creating extensive backups through that area, so just be prepared for it. It's unusual for this time of the morning. We also had a problem down south. If you're trying to come out of the Springs, looks like it has been cleared, but we had some resulting fallout, a crash that had shut down northbound 25 at the InterQuest Parkway. We also had a rollover further up.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public His Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Matt, I talked to Michael Huttner last night. I don't know if we discussed this on the air or not, because I can't remember back that far, but Progress Now is going to start a movement, and we're going to get involved in it. I'm going to get involved in it to try to go to the Denver Election Commission and also the City Council and go back to the old polling place idea and change the system, because clearly what happened yesterday didn't work, and that's the bad news. And thank you to all of you who stood in line and toughed it out. And I realize that some of you were angry because we were on the air already at the Hyatt giving out information, but we had no idea of knowing like when you would be through voting, and we had to get on the air and had to get going. That's why we were on the air continuously cautioning people to stay in line and to keep voting. We definitely have to get to the bottom of this problem and figure out why it is that this went on, and what the combination of it is. And you can trust that in the next couple of days, we're going to try to call Art Bolton, I think is his name, if I remember correctly, who's with the Denver Election Commission, and ask him exactly what he thinks went on there. And we need to get together and explore ways to fix this if you're in the city of Denver, or if you're in the Denver area. The other bad news is that Angie Piccioni did not beat Marilyn Musgrave. She came really, really, really close. Now, there are stories going around that Democratic voters were intimidated in that district. And we don't know if that's true or not. I certainly hope that the Democratic Party, the state of Colorado, and I hope that the authorities look into this. And if somebody was calling around and threatening Democratic voters with Hispanic last names, we definitely need to get to the bottom of that story. I don't know if Angie will call us this morning or not. I don't know if we'll have her on. My feeling about her losing is that, and I know you don't want to hear this, but we have an election a year and a half away, really, if you're going to run again. And I think we should urge Angie to run again. I think we should talk to her about running again against Marilyn Musgrave. And we just can't let Marilyn Musgrave, we can't let this whole thing go. All right, it's 6:16 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's good to be with you this morning. Coming up, we're going to talk to David Sirota. You know Dave, we've had him on the show a lot. We're going to talk to him about two things. We're going to talk to him once again about the Lamont Lieberman campaign, in which he was involved with, and Ned Lamont lost last night. And we're also going to ask him what in the world's going on in Montana, where Tester hangs on to just a very, very slim lead. It's really...
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
CBS News Election 2006. I'm Jim Taylor, and the word is change.
Today, the American people voted for change, and they voted for Democrats to take our country in a new direction.
California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi poised to become the first female Speaker of the House, Democrats gaining 27 seats there. CBS's Bob Schieffer says the election comes down to a referendum on the policies of George Bush.
Voters said this time around it was the national issues that were important to them, and the issues they cared about mostly were Iraq, and they don't like the way the president has handled that or the war on terrorism.
Republicans are still clinging to a majority in the Senate this morning. They have 49 seats, though they lost one in Missouri, Democratic winner Claire McCaskill.
You believed that you could make a difference.
And you did.
In the Senate, two races still officially undecided. Virginia, where the Democratic challenger leads by a few thousand votes. And in Montana, an even closer race, Democratic challenger John Tester leading Republican incumbent Conrad Burns by a few hundred.
I'm Stephen Kaufman in Great Falls, Montana. Voting machine problems in Montana's most populous county, plus long lines and late tallies, have pushed the outcome of the U.S. Senate race into the daylight hours. It may take all morning to determine the final tally.
This is CBS News Election 2006. I'm
21 minutes after 6. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go right to the phones and talk to one of the smartest men I know, David Sirota. David, good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. The question is, how are you doing? And the reason I ask that is because you were on the ground with Ned Lamont, and unfortunately, Joe Lieberman, the GOP candidate, beat Ned Lamont. What happened there, David?
Well, I think there was an AP story out this morning that really tells what happened. Senator Lieberman managed to confuse voters, a small but important chunk of voters, that he is against the Iraq War. The AP shows that in the exit polls that there was a certain sizable but small percentage of voters who said that the war was their number one issue, that they're against the war, and that they support Senator Lieberman on the war, which frankly is a conflicting view. But I don't blame voters. Senator Lieberman, 2 days after the primary, began airing an ad saying, "I want to end the war in Iraq." And in his stump speech, he says there's nobody in America who wants to bring the troops home as fast as possible more than I do. Now, he never offered a plan to actually bring the troops home. He's opposed every effort to bring the troops home, and he's actually attacked people for proposing plans to bring the troops home. But I think he's a very good politician. He is willing to really say whatever is necessary to get elected, and I think he managed to confuse an important chunk of the electorate that got him to the finish line.
He, in the process, which obviously doesn't matter to him, nor does it matter to his wife, Hadassah, but he managed in the process, in my opinion, to kill any credibility that he might have had.
Yeah, I think that's right. The guy really, I've worked on a lot of campaigns before, and he worked against a lot of sort of unprincipled politicians, but this was in a league of its own. I mean, this was a person who voted for the Bush energy bill, who said he wanted to end our addiction to foreign oil, a person who led the fight for the Iraq war and attacking Iraq war critics, who basically anointed himself in the final weeks of the campaign the leader of the global anti-war movement. This was a person who said that he's one of the leading critics of the Bush administration in Congress, who has been one of the Democrats, but one of the people in Congress who has provided the Bush administration with key votes on various issues. So this was a person really who was willing to say absolutely anything. This is politics. This is why Americans, I think, are so cynical about politics, because there are politicians out there like this.
Yeah, I would have to agree. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6, David Sirota on the line, a frequent guest here on the program, and you can read his postings on his blog at davidsirota.com, and he also publishes in numerous other publications. All right, let's talk about the place you live, which is Montana. What's going on there, and how could anybody in their right mind cast a vote for Conrad Burns?
Well, from what I can tell, and I was talking to folks back there this morning and last night, including Governor Schweitzer, what I can tell from what they're telling me is that, Conrad Burns has been on television with attack ads for the last 6 months. He has, I forget how much he spent, it's probably in the double digit of millions of dollars, which in Montana buys a lot of media. So I think that he, John Tester is a great guy. And I think that, this withering attack that has come on Tester, who had far less money, has taken its toll. And I think that Burns has managed to run the one issue that he claims to have is that he delivers for that state. And so I think that, after a withering attack and after claiming to people that he is basically, one of the big industries in Montana because he brings back so much money. He managed to get some, you know, a sizable chunk of the vote. And we should remember, this is a Republican state. You know, it's a conservative state. So it's very difficult for any Democrat to run statewide in Montana. That's changing, but it's still a very conservative state. So I'm thrilled that Tester is ahead and looks poised to win this. I mean, that's an achievement, whether he wins by one vote or by many thousands of votes.
Well, absolutely. But the reason I make the comment about Burns, I mean, the last thing I remember in my mind is his debate with Tester, where he says, George Bush and I have a plan for Iraq, but we're not going to tell you what the plan is. I mean, what kind of guy stands up and makes a claim like that? And even if you are conservative, and even if you are a Republican, conservatives and Republicans are not stupid. How can anybody buy that kind of bilge?
Well, look, I think there's a similarity between Burns and Lieberman and a lot of other politicians in that they play on people's cynicism of politics in general. They basically play on the idea that there is a chunk of the population that sees all politicians as sort of corrupt, unprincipled, et cetera, et cetera. And so they run campaigns that are very, very cynical, that play to the lowest common denominator. I mean, in Montana's case, in Burns' case, he just says, look, I can bring back the pork. You know, I'm corrupt. You know, I've got these problems with lobbyists. But you know, I bring back money, and we're all dirty, so vote for me. And, you know, that's it's been a winning formula in the past, and I think, you know, it takes a lot to fight back against that. There is deep cynicism in the country about politics and politicians.
Well, that's very true, and I remember the days when I lived in Chicago, and, of course, my congressman was Dan Rostenkowski, speaking of bringing back the pork, and I can remember things like helicopters and other things showing up 90 days before the election, and then him getting out and bragging on it. In the time we have left, and you're the author of what I think is the political book of the year. It's a must-read, Hostile Takeover. The Democrats have got the House. We're close on the Senate. How do you see things overall?
Well, I think that that this is a great victory, but I think it's more of a loss for the Republicans than it is a win for any sort of Democratic agenda, because the Democrats have in many ways gone out of their way to say that they don't have much of an agenda. I mean, in the recent weeks, you've seen, you know, the leading Democrats say that they're not going to try to roll back the Bush tax cuts. The leading Democrats say they're not going to try to really immediately start ending the war. Leading Democrats say that they're going to try to gut post Enron corporate accountability reforms. So I'm concerned about that. And what it tells me is that the election was really, that the Republicans just lost it by overreaching. Now, I'm very excited because even in this kind of environment, you know, the chairman of the committees now are really progressive people. And I think that the sort of battle for the Democratic Party, for the soul of the party, is going to intensify because there are going to be fairly and to very progressive Democrats who are in positions of increased power.
All right. David Sirota, thank you, Dave, so much for your time this morning. I don't have to say it to you because you know it's true, that we'll have you back time and time again. You're one of the smartest guys on politics that I know, and people should definitely read Hostile Takeover. Thanks, David, and enjoy your morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Anytime. All right, there's David Sirota. Read his blogging on the davidsirota.com and get his book, Hostile Takeover. It's 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got Dixie Chicks tickets to give away to their movie Shut Up and Sing. We'll do that later on in the morning. Right now we're going to move to CBS and get an election update. And we'll even squeeze in some of your calls, too. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to talk about your voting experiences, you want to give us your reaction, 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. We'll have a whole parade of people in here and out of here this morning, so stick around with us. It is, by all accounts, a good morning for those of us who consider ourselves to be moderates, independents, progressives, and liberals. We came together, and we're pushing to change the country. Let's get an update from CBS News, and we'll take your calls if you want to talk.
CBS News Election 2006. I'm Jim Shenevy. 27 more House seats for the Democrats. A new era on Capitol Hill. Democratic control, at least in the House. Rahm Emanuel chairs the Democratic Campaign Committee and is looking forward to a new agenda.
One of the first votes will be on ethics reform, and then it will be followed up by what we committed to the voters all over this country, a vote on the minimum wage.
In the Senate, Democrats have gained at least four seats. They need two more, and two races are still too close to call. Montana and Virginia, where Democrat Jim Webb has a narrow margin. Wyatt Andrews reports.
At one point, George Allen had a lead of 30,000 votes, but as the results came in from heavily Democratic Northern Virginia late at night, Webb then took a tiny lead of roughly 7,800 votes out of more than 2.3 million cash.
You can expect a recount there. In the governor's races, Democrats gained six spots. As far as issues, that near total ban on abortion was defeated in South Dakota. CBS News Election 2006. I'm Jim Shenevy.
It's 6:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Still seeing traffic affected northbound 225 at Alameda through Aurora due to a wreck. Southbound 25 starting to get the usual slowdowns out of Thornton, North Glen. And we're still recovering northbound 25 if you're coming out of the Springs up into the metro area. That was due to an earlier closure of the interstate. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, high of 74, currently 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bones hits Las Vegas, ready for action on an all-new Bones, tonight at 7 on Fox.
Visit your Chrysler dealer during the 2006 Chrysler model year end clearance. And
introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability and select markets.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
And activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the DARE and Child ID program, where your child will receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The bomb robot will be there, which I played with last year and was a lot of fun. Canine demonstrations, and that's great, too. I love the canines. Sheriff's Posse, the mobile command post, and more. Plus, Southwest Adams County Fire Department and Rescue will be there, the Colorado Division of Wildlife. It's coming up this Saturday, 1 until 4 in the afternoon. It's your chance to meet and honor our servicemen and women of the armed forces and do something good for the community, too. And only Rockies could put on something like this. And so don't forget to join Rockies this weekend, this Saturday, 1 until 4. And special thanks to Bojo's and their award-winning Colorado-style pizza, which they have been serving for over 30 years. Rockies, they're located at 63rd and Federal. And you know what? Take the family out this Saturday. I went last year to Operation Freebird, and it was a blast.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, Let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 636. 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 77 under sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin and John Turk hanging in after last night's just really moving and exciting experience at the Hyatt Convention Center Hotel with that dramatic win by Bill Ritter. We really had an amazing time last night.
Well, Jay, you know, it was my first coverage of an election, and it was I've never been down to a party, you know, where the election was going on, and it was electric down there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it felt like a concert-type atmosphere. Everybody's running around drinking, having a good time, saying hi to everybody. It was totally different than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was.
Totally different.
Yeah, it was a great time. All right, phone lines are open at 303-713-7600. Your comments about the elections, voting, if you had any trouble, and I know there's a lot of you who did, and just general comments, and I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Ron in Loveland. Ron, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
I listened to you guys at work last night, and I wanted to say thanks for your coverage and for getting such a short night's sleep and putting in the long hours for us listeners.
No problem.
What I wanted to say is basically you guys locally and Air America and Media Matters and the Center for American Progress, you guys have done a great thing for this country, I believe. I don't think I'm overstating that. Two more years of one-party rule, I don't know how, where we would be if that had happened. So,
well,
pat yourself on the back.
I think we can all pat ourselves on the back. I mean, we didn't get 100% of what we wanted. I have to tell you, you know, openly that I'm heartbroken over Marilyn Musgrave winning.
I
honestly can say without a doubt that I really hate her like poison, and I really feel that Angie should have won. I said this earlier when I got on. I'll say it again. I think Angie should consider running again. It's a year and a half away, almost 2 years away, and she can take some time off and start again. I don't think we should let Marilyn off the hook that easy. And Angie came awful close, awful close to being her. I'm sorry that Bill Winter lost to Tom Tancredo, and I'm sorry that Jay Fawcett lost to Lamborn. But you know what? Those guys are all going to live to fight another day, and they'll be back on the scene, and they are not giving up.
Well, you're right. I agree with you, and I think the sad thing about this Musgrave win and also the Ford race, you know, it proves that, every time a negative campaign like that is victorious, it means the next one is going to be even worse, I think, and
well,
that's a sad thing.
I think you're right, but I think if I were to sit down with Angie, I mean, not to say that, you know, she'd ever ask me, but if she asked me, I would just say, you did everything right. You just got to ramp it up a little bit more next time. And also, look, I mean, this is the first time she's run district-wide, and Maryland's been around for a while. So, you know, Angie will live to fight another day. We will live to fight another day in the 4th District. For Maryland's people who are up there, and I think there's a little conservative talk station up there somewhere, and they can get on the air and they can gloat all they want about that, but
KCOL, yeah, they're
yeah, but I'm here to serve notice on them. We're not going to let them off the hook. And Marilyn, watch your back, because you know what? Next time out, If it won't be Angie, it'll be somebody else, and we'll raise even more money, and we'll pour even more resources in there.
Right on, Jay.
All right, Ron.
Thanks again.
You got it. Let's go to Patrick in Fort Collins. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jay. It's great to hear you this morning. I'm up in Fort Collins and feeling exactly the way you are about Marilyn Musgrave. It's just heartbreaking, quite frankly. She is evil to the core.
Well,
that woman is just, I can't believe there are so many people up here that think she's the right way to go. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable, and it is a shame that the Pacioni campaign just didn't get on track until it was too late.
Well, I think she ran an excellent campaign, and I think they had a good ground game, but it's tough. I mean, that's a tough district, and I think that what I said to Ron is true, and I think that all of us, and I don't live in that district, but you know my heart's there. I think all of us need to get together, and we need to tell ourselves exactly the same thing, which is this. Marilyn, we're here, we're not going away, and we will live to fight another day. And yes, Marilyn, we will take you on again, and we will either urge Angie into running, or we will get somebody else to run, and this time we will raise twice as much money, and this time we will get twice as many volunteers. And we will put the 4th Congressional District out of its misery once and for all. Every step, you know, Angie came awful close. And every step,
sure did.
Every step, you know, baby steps, man, baby steps.
Yeah.
And we will do it. We'll do it. We'll do it next time.
Yeah, it's you know, the thing I just can't understand is, as far as I can tell, Marilyn runs a single topic campaign, and that's all she's done since she's been in politics. And I just can't believe that there are that many people who are willing to see or let that pass. It's unbelievable. She doesn't stand for anything except hatred. It's awful.
A lot of these people in the GOP are that way. I mean, a lot of these people in the GOP. Look, the message here. Here's the message from last night. You know what the message from last night is? The message from last night is this. That we're not going to buy the fear card anymore, that we are not going to buy the culture war card anymore, that we're not going to buy any of that stuff. And what we want is we want people to go to office, and we want people to go to Washington who are problem solvers. We want people in the state capitol who are problem solvers, and we got some of those people last night. We got Bill Ritter, and we got Ed Perlmutter, and we got guys like Joe Rice. And you know what? That's just the beginning. And I think the American people are going to realize that what we're really about is we're really about two things. We're about being a big tent, and the other thing we're about is we're about problem solving, not problem creating.
You're right, man, and, you know, it's a little tough up here in Fort Collins and District 4, but overall, it's a great thing that happened last night, and we got it, like you said, baby steps. It's good news all around, just wish we could have had a little bit more up here in the North Country.
Well, we'll get it up there, man. Believe me, we'll get it, because once again, as I said before, we just have to say to ourselves, we are not going anywhere. We are not going away. We are not going to forget. And, Marilyn, you better start raising money now, because you know what? In a year and a half, 2 years, we're going to be right back at it with you again, and we are not going to let it rest.
Keep fighting the good fight, Jack.
You got it, Patrick. Thank you for being out there, man. Hang in.
You got it. Take care, man.
All right. 6:44. It's 16 before 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Great night for Democrats last night. Yes, the Pacioni thing. Angie losing was a setback. Yes, Bill Winter losing was a setback. Yes, Jay Fawcett was losing was a setback. But you know something? You know, message to Marilyn Musgrave, message to Tommy Tancredo, Mad Tommy, message to Mr. Lamborn. Trust us. We're not going anywhere. And this is only round one. And we just can't wait for round two. Here's traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we're still just dealing with this crash activity northbound 225 at Alameda if you're making the drive through Aurora. We're also getting the usual buildup on the southbound side as well as you hit 6th Street and again at Parker. Otherwise, pretty good shape right now on surface streets through Aurora. Southbound 25, not too bad right now into downtown. Little buildup 38 to Spear. We did have a crash at Spear and Zuni. Otherwise, surface streets not too bad through the metro area. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, breezy, looking for a high of 73, currently 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Jeep dealer during the 2006 Jeep model year in clearance.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
Thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with the results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, I've been thinking about getting a new mattress. Do you feel like you're missing out on getting a truly deep sleep that you need to be feel rejuvenated and feel better the next day? Well, I got an answer for the better nights for a better night's sleep, and I sleep on it every night, Mary and I, and it's the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed is a whole new way to get a level of personalized comfort that just isn't possible on an innerspring or one of those foam mattresses. And the secret is air. The dual chamber technology allows the bed to be personalized to your exact number of comfort and fitness you need just by setting your sleep number. My sleep number is usually between 75 and 80, but I've had it as high as 85 before. And with this level of control, each side of the bed can be personalized for each of you. Listen to what Sleep Number bed owner Kristen says. For years, my husband and I have disagreed about the firmness or softness of our mattress. Sound familiar? Now we can decide what we want individually without making each other sacrifice their comfort, not to mention the fact that I no longer wake up with a stiff back, which itself is a great thing, and it's something that I used to suffer on a regular conventional mattress. Mary and I love our Sleep Number bed, and we know that each night the bed we're sleeping on is made just for us, and it's the best mattress that we've ever owned, and we've moved this thing around all over the place and had it now for 8 or 9 years. Sleep Number beds come with a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year limited warranty. Discover your Sleep Number. It's just so easy. Just visit one of the Select Comfort stores and experience a new, better way to shop for a mattress. And you can find your Sleep Number and see exactly how the Sleep Number bed is the answer for years of deep sleep. Start sleeping better with a Select Comfort's Veterans Day sale, because now, through Sunday, November the 12th, Select Comfort is offering no interest and no payments for 1 year on all bed sets. See your local Select Comfort store for complete details, and we've got them here along the Front Range. There are Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
The Fricke Law Firm reminds, recent reports show that teen drivers are at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. The Fricke Law Firm is in Lakewood. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal, serving you with fairness and integrity.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 649. It's 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 77 under sunny skies. And yes, we control the House of Representatives, and we could end up with the Senate as well. We've also got the governorship of the state of Colorado, and so many good Democrats won last night, and a few of them lost. But as I said before, it's an ongoing battle, and you know what? It's one that we will continue to wage. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Greeley. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Actually, it's Sean, but that's okay. It's,
sorry about that.
The Irish version.
That's okay. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Sean.
No problem. You know, to all the voters in the 4th Congressional District that voted for Musgrave, you'll get exactly what you deserve. Policy, discrimination, bigotry.
Well, you know, it's not attractive, but we do have control of the House of Representatives, and we could end up with, there's a very, very good chance that we'll end up with control of the Senate as well, and at least now the administration is going to have to listen to us. And plus, on top of that, in the state of Colorado, we are in control of the legislative branch and the governor's office, and that sends a message, and it sends a message to the GOP, that's for sure.
It sure does. I tell you what, I'm kind of hoping now that there's some oversight, maybe that stink of corruption that surrounds Maryland will turn into an indictment for all the corruption she's been involved with.
Well, certainly one of the things they're going to do is, in the first 100 hours, is they're going to pass ethics reform and put some teeth back into the ethics committee, which has basically just been a lapdog of the GOP. And, yeah, they're going to tighten things up. And so if I were Ms. Musgrave, I'd keep an eye on that kind of stuff. And for the first time now, she's going to go back to office, and she's going to be in the minority party.
Well, her ties to DeLay and Abramoff and whatnot are strong.
Yeah, they are, but those people are gone, man.
They're gone, but they sure did leave a trail of slash and burn in their wake. And if she's not indictable, that stench certainly did splash up on her.
Well, I agree, she's not the best. And as I said before, listen. We will not let her get off the hook, and we will just get twice as many volunteers, and we'll just raise twice as much money.
Well,
I mean, that's all there is to it.
I would support Angie again in a heartbeat, and like you say, let's keep it going.
Well, I'm kicking off the draft Angie movement this morning. I'm kicking it off right now.
Well, I'll keep supporting her, that's for sure, because my wife and I sure did.
All right, John, thanks, man, and have a good day.
Hey, you too.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. I can't believe that that nobody is calling up to say anything about voting, that nobody has any complaints about that, that nobody has any complaints about voting. You know, I hate to say this. I don't mean to be mean, and I'm not, but we did say, at the direction of the Democratic Party, we did say for at least a month or a month and a half or a couple of months, I believe it was, you know me and time. Sometimes I don't keep really good track of it. To vote absentee, but if you did have trouble, we need to change the system, that's for sure. And I'd like to hear about your experiences and your stories and what kind of trouble you did have. Right now we're getting calls mostly from Greeley and Fort Collins because I've talked a lot about the 4th Congressional District, which Mary and I cared very deeply for that race. But we are happy. We're just so happy this morning about Ed Perlmutter. And Bill Winter did a good job and showed a fine showing. And Jay Fawcett was a courageous guy, and we haven't heard the last of him. And we have much to celebrate this morning, and we have a new governor-elect as well. Let's go to Joan in Fort Collins. Joan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm heartbroken because I do live in Fort Collins, and I campaigned for Angie. I co-hosted a very successful fundraiser for her. I did 8 hours of calling yesterday. And, you know, this is what it comes down to, I think, is that how are Democrats ever going to be, regardless of how great the candidate is, and Angie was the best, how are we going to be able to fight the ingrained prejudice against Democrats and this intense loyalty some of these, especially rural Republicans, feel towards that party in spite of the fact that that party's done nothing for them. Nothing.
Well, I think you have to look at the GOP's experience. I mean, they sat out of power in the Congress for 40 years, and what they did was they, starting in the 70s, really began to buckle down and really begin to work. And we need to do exactly the same thing, and we are doing that. We've come a long way. We've come a long way this year alone. We're building our infrastructure. We're working on getting our message out because we do have a message. But the thing is the message gets choked off and either not reported or it gets distorted in the media. But look how far we've come.
No, I agree with you. And it's very, very hopeful. And, you know, I have a sister who worked on the Donnelly campaign in South Bend, Indiana. And he won.
Right.
And I don't think they've been Democrat for something like 100 years.
That's right.
So I am taking hope from that. And the fact that Angie has gotten, I believe, closer than anybody is great. But, you know, all I can hope for is that they start digging into Marilyn Musgrave now and they expose her for the weak, feeble-minded, and corrupt woman that she really is.
Well, we just have to keep in mind, and we have to work on this, we have to work on the fact that we are the party of problem solvers, not problem creators, and that we do have plans, and we need to get that message out about having plans, and we need to go in and to solve these problems, and we need to govern smartly and leanly and do the right thing and be tough, and we will, and this will send a big message. And we've got a year and a half to 2 years now to prepare again, not only for 08, which is the presidential election, but also to prepare again for an election in the 4th District, in the 5th District, in the 6th District.
And let's hope the
and we'll do it. We'll just suck it up, man, and we'll make it happen.
And I really hope that in 2 years that the Democratic National Party or the Congressional Committee, whoever has the money, start sending, because they really did not, I believe, support Angie as much as they could have.
Well, I think what we need to do, I think what we critically need to do is we need to rely more on the state party. I think Howard Dean's idea of running everywhere and a 50-state strategy is correct. And we need to rely more on the Democratic Party here. And we need to rely more on the Netroots. And we need to rely more on raising the money ourselves and not looking towards Rahm Emanuel or anybody else who may be in charge of the effort at that time. We have to do it ourselves. And this is the key, and we've got to get people involved. So now the election is over with, but does that mean that we give up? Does that mean that we stop? Does that mean that we rest? No.
Not when we're this close.
No, we continue to get our message out. We continue to start we continue to look towards the future. We continue to problem solve, and we continue to roll forward, and we will change this country. We will turn it around for the better, and we will reach out to independents. We will reach out to moderates. And we will reach out to Republicans as well, because we've got a party going on, and that invitation is open to everybody to come join in. That's the way I look at it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jay.
You got it, Joan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that's the way I look at it, folks. We got a party going on, and it doesn't make any difference if you supported Bob Beaupre. It doesn't make any difference if you supported Rick O'Donnell. It doesn't make any difference if you support Marilyn Musgrave. The door is open. Come join us, because we're going to do the right thing when it comes to America. We'll continue.
It's Jay Marvin on it.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
Dial 1-800-700-2474. That's 1-800-700-2474.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
Democrats are ready to lead.
The presumed incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as Democrats prepare to take over the House.
I'm Bob Fuss in Washington. Not only will Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco become the first woman to ever serve as House Speaker, she will reach a position higher than any woman in American history. The House Speaker is third in line to the presidency. In an interview this past weekend, Pelosi told me this is an important step for women everywhere, saying she's breaking not through a glass ceiling, but a marble one.
President Bush made congratulatory calls to Pelosi and other Democratic leaders this morning ahead of a 1 p.m. Eastern Time news conference. Nail-biting continues on Senate control with two undecided races. In Montana, Democrat John Tester claims a narrow lead over incumbent Conrad Burns.
We really figured this would be a horse race. We haven't lost a poll yet. We're not going to lose this one. We're looking in good shape.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Democrat Jim Webb has a lead of about a third of 1% in the Virginia race that could decide who controls the U.S. Senate. Enough for him to claim he beat incumbent George Allen, but also small enough for Webb to know the counting's not over.
I've been in a lot of fights in my life. This is nothing new.
If Republican Allen is certified the loser by such a tiny margin, he's expected to seek a long recount.
A Midwest Democrat won another close race.
This is Steve Futterman in St. Louis. She is now the senator-elect.
The great state of Missouri has spoken.
Democrat Claire McCaskill won this election in the big cities, here in St. Louis and in Kansas City. It was enough to overcome Republican incumbent Jim Talent's strong support in rural areas.
Exit polls showed vast voter discontent on Iraq policy, an issue for Pennsylvania Senator-elect Democrat Bob Casey Jr. He defeated incumbent Rick Santorum.
It's about time that politicians in Washington were held accountable on Iraq, and that's part of the new direction.
And that's just the start of the post-election Iraq debate. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
The John Roberts Supreme Court hears its first big abortion case 60 minutes from now. The Bush administration is asking the court to rule in favor of a ban on a late-term procedure critics call partial birth abortion. Six lower federal courts have issued rulings against the ban. Turmoil in Gaza. An Israeli attack reportedly killed 18 Palestinians as they slept.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israeli shells slammed into a heavily populated Gaza neighborhood. Eight children were among the dead. Israel expressed regret and offered emergency aid, but Palestinian militants promised revenge attacks on Israeli and American targets.
Post-election day blues could push stock prices lower at the opening of trading. Just ahead of the opening bell, less than 30 minutes from now, S&P futures are down almost 7 points. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours. Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper upset about wait times to vote in Denver.
Whatever happens, Election Commission, I guarantee, come hell or high water, this will never happen again.
Hickenlooper says it was the most frustrating day that he's had since he's been mayor of Denver. Long lines also a problem in Douglas County. Amendments and initiatives. The final results, as best we know, term limits on judges fails 58% to 43%. Government ethics passing 62% to 37%. The minimum wage passed here in Colorado. Also, the marriage amendment passing 55% to 44%. Marijuana possession up in smoke. And on referendum I, domestic partnership rights, that goes down 53% to 46%. Also, referendum K, the immigration lawsuit. Colorado will be joining in the lawsuit with other states against the feds. It passed 56% to 43%. The limit on immigration tax deductions passing 50% to 49%. That is not official to this point. That's a look at your AM 760 Progressive Talk News.
No major worries. Some cleanup along 225 through Aurora. Be prepared for some delay. Parker to Alameda along that northbound side. Usual congestion kicking in, fact, on the north side of town. Eastbound 270, I-76. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. And we're fairly busy on the turnpike this morning if you're headed into the city near Federal. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy. High of 74. Currently 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Jeep dealer during the 2006 Jeep model year in clearance and take advantage of 0% APR long-term financing on the entire 2006 Jeep lineup. Hurry to your Jeep dealer. This offer ends soon.
Yes, I'm asleep. Aches and pains used to keep me up all the time, but now new Advil PM is changing all that. If I was awake, I'd leap for joy, but I'm not. I'm asleep. See, new Advil PM combines the multi-pain relieving power of Advil with a non-habit-forming sleep aid. Nothing's proven stronger on tough nighttime pain. I'd shout it from the hilltops, but I don't want to wake myself up.
New Advil PM. Stop hurting and start sleeping. Use only as directed.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 77, sunny skies. And if you missed our interview earlier with David Sirota, who talked about not only Montana, but also Connecticut, where he was involved in the Lieberman-Lamont campaign, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. You can IM me at am760.net. And we're talking about the election, and we'll have numerous guests on. This morning, a lot of these candidates, if we can get a hold of them, because who knows how long it is that they stayed up last night. I mean, when John Turk and I left last night at the Hyatt Convention Center, there were still people were still carrying on. I mean, they were all over the place. So we don't know. We don't know who we can get and who we can't, because even though we have a job to do and we want to get these folks on so that you can hear what they have to say, also, on the other hand, you feel a little bit guilty about calling them up and saying, hey, can you come on the radio with me, when you know that they probably didn't get to bed until 3 or 4. But why should we have any sympathy for them, considering we never got to bed? So we've been up the whole time, too. Right?
And it's not just, you know, the candidates. It's their whole staff, too,
oh, yeah.
You know, the scheduler and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And they've worked just as many hours, if not maybe a few more, than these candidates. So getting them up and trying to figure out the schedules this morning, I know it was going to be a nightmare. But we'll get them on. We'll get them on one by one.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I also got to say something else. And this may anger some of you. But I think if you're going to criticize somebody, you criticize them in all honesty. And if you're going to be totally and completely truthful about them, you need to talk about the good things as well. I have been critical of Senator Ken Salazar, and a lot of you have been critical of Senator Ken Salazar. But I'll tell you something. He really worked hard on behalf of Democratic candidates this time out. He was all over the place. He spent a lot of time working for these candidates. He made a robocall recording yesterday in Spanish because there were some Hispanics with Democrats with Hispanic last names that said that they received robocalls telling them that they would be arrested and deported. He really went to the wall as far as working to get Democrats elected. And I think as much as we've been critical of him and still have disagreements with him, the fact is you got to give credit where credit's due, and he really worked hard. And I want to say that. I saw him and bumped into him at a number of events and a number of rallies and saw him at a number of things. And while we're not on a first-name basis with each other, I'll just say that, listen, he didn't have to do it. He really didn't. He really got out there and worked on behalf of the party. So I want to give him a hats off. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Two things.
Yeah.
Number one, I wish you the very best on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm
thinking
kind of
about
sweating
you.
That.
Don't
yeah.
worry about it. Can I ask you which hospital you're going to be in?
No, I better not say.
Is it in? Okay, because
I don't want some. You wouldn't do it, and I would invite you off the air to come see me, but some. I don't know, some, you know, nut would come in and try to kill me or something.
The reason I'm asking is my daughter's a cardiac nurse at Lutheran. So if you were going to be there, I would say to her, go keep an eye on this crazy guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be at Lutheran, but I wish I was because I'd love to meet your daughter.
Yeah, oh, she's a pistol. She's already called me. And she's working this morning because she worked last night. But having said that, I'm thinking about you. You're in my prayers. You're going to be fine. And we'll hear from you next week, I know.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you'll be sparkling. But I have to just say one thing, and I'll let you go. I've told you over and over again over the time that I've not had good news in so long. And it felt like somebody was standing on my head and I was underwater. Well, for the first time in 6 years, there's good news.
Yep.
There's hope. And I am floating. And I'm going to have to restrain myself when I go to work, because I work in a very red office, and I'm just going to have to be, you know, the politically correct person that I'm supposed to be, but boy, I'll tell you, my heart is exploding with joy.
Well, listen, Pat, if they bring it up...
Oh, no, they won't, but I
but
can't
if they do,
be...
If they do, you know, you reach out to them and you say, hey, let's solve these problems together and don't be so cynical.
No, I know that, and it's just... I'm in a management position, so I'm expected to set an example, and that's fine, and that's all fine. Normally, I'd be dancing, doing cartwheels, God knows what else, and I will restrain that. But I had to share with you for the first time in 6 years, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. And just my last thing, if you can get Brian Schweitzer back on again soon, God, that man is absolutely all that.
He is. You know what he told John Turk off the air, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, but what he told John Turk off the air was that he didn't know what we were doing, but that he was going to be drinking three-fingered whiskey at about 3 o'clock
afternoon. He's going to be my governor because we're moving up there in a year and a half. So I'm thrilled to death. I mean, in a state that is as conservative as Montana.
Well, it's a pretty red state. You're going to have to get out there and work and put up with that.
My husband's already told me that. But most important, you're going to be fine. You're going to be well. This procedure's not all that horrible because I've actually asked my daughter about it. So just keep that in mind, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Pat. Have a great day, and just... I know you're going to do it. We're all going to do it. Just smile all day.
We're going to be giddy all day.
All day.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right. She's been with this show since, been calling this show, and she has been with this show since the very, 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 very beginning. Here's Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is Brian. You might remember from Lanny's. I was that judge that kept talking too much.
Oh, yeah. This is Mr. Prolific, who's the ex-lawyer.
All right. How are you?
Hey, man. What's up?
Well, I was the lead poll book judge at the Presbyterian Corona Church Voting Center last night and have a pretty good idea of where and why the meltdown occurred during the voting, at least at that center and at Botanic Gardens.
All right, what went on? Tell us quickly what went on.
Very quickly. First of all, I heard on this morning on he trying to lay the blame on the judges and the poll workers. And I'll tell you, that's not where it belongs, and it doesn't belong on the voters. They were incredible. The problem is a decision to go to too few polling places and to provide completely inadequate computer server support for the polling places and the electronic poll judges. We had three complete server crashes at the central server in Denver. We were down for minutes at a time. We had very slow response. We didn't have enough terminals. And it's a systemic failure by the people who decided to go with this system and not with the judges. We were so frustrated and so angry that we could not get the system to run properly. And it wasn't, I'm not trying to say it wasn't our fault, but it wasn't our fault. We should have had at least five more polling centers for, we represented 10% of the population of Denver and had 3% of the voting centers.
Well, I talked to Michael Huttner last night. We had him on the air from Progress Now. And he's going to start a movement, and I told him, man, I'll give you all the exposure you want, and I'm up for it, definitely, to pressure the election commission and the city council to move back to the traditional polling places.
I completely agree with that, and I know Sandy Adams pretty well, and she's a friend, and I'm going to be working on her as a friend unless we can't get this to work, in which case I'm going after the whole situation, because this was a disaster. In 2004, I was working at one of the major polling places that had close to an 80% turnout, and while we had some lines, we never had anyone waiting more than a half an hour.
Right. Well, we're going to have to look into this, and we're going to have to do some work on it, and I'm here to tell you that there are people who are already thinking about it. I got to run, man. Brian, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. Coming up, the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, our hero Ed Perlmutter will be here, and we'll talk to him. 7:16, 60 minutes after 7 a.m., 7:60, Progressive Talk, Traffic Now with Gina.
Still in pretty decent shape right now as you head out around the metro. Of course, we're getting very busy across town, all the usual hotspots now. Eastbound 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. In fact, all of our eastbound routes, eastbound Boulder Turnpike at Federal, and eastbound C-470 starting to get a little bit busy now right near Broadway. No major worries, though. Just had some crash cleanup along northbound 225 at Alameda in Aurora. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy, high of 74, currently 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you. On the web at shelterinsurance.com. That's shelterinsurance.com. Let shelter take care of all your insurance needs. Seek shelter today.
As your meter spends, you're spending money. And as you turn on lights, the TV, the dishwasher, the furnace, the meter spins faster and faster and faster, costing you more and more money. But then imagine if your meter actually started to spin backwards. And instead of spending money on electricity, you would actually be making it and receiving a check from the power company every month. The secret to spinning your meter backwards. Tonight on 9 News at 10.
17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's a brand new month, and homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages probably have brand new higher house payments. Now, is this you? Most people got into their adjustable rate mortgages because they wanted their payments to be lower, not higher, but ARMS, ARMS, adjustable rate mortgages keep going up month after month, and the last thing anybody needs is to get into this fix going into the holidays, and the last thing you need is a higher house payment. Well, let me tell you something. This is good news. 30-year fixed mortgages are still near record lows, and while adjustable rate mortgages and credit card rates are sky high and getting even higher, you can get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high rate debt, get one new low payment with one low fixed rate that you don't have to worry about anymore, and now's the time to do it. And only the mortgage store can offer a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive payment freedom option. That's right. They can combine 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments. So don't wait. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough, and now it's time to fight back. If you have credit card debt, join the revolution. Call now and arm yourself with the top 10 secrets you need to fight back. We're DebtSet, and we're leading the charge against the unethical tactics of the credit card companies. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Call it crooked, call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call DebtSet now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Then Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Bill Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'll tell you how blue I want to get. I want to get blue all the way. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. High today, 77. Sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And one line open at 303-713-7600. We're waiting for the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter, to call in. And I think back to the first time that I ever met Ed Perlmutter. And a lot of the times he would come in here for debates. And he was working hard back then too. And I would call him Earl. You know, I'd mess his name, and he'd always say to me, "You can call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner." Oh man! I mean, you know what a gracious guy. I mean, he really is a gracious, good-hearted, stand-up human being. And if you're in the 7th Congressional District, you should just be so proud of yourselves. For sending such a guy to Congress to represent you. He's going to do great things. He's going to get great things done, and he's going to make not only the 7th Congressional District proud, but he's also going to make Colorado proud, and he's also going to make the United States proud. And do we have him on the line? We have the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District. Here's Ed Perlmutter. And, Congressman, I always used to mess your name up in the early days, and you would always say to me, "You can call me anything, but don't call me late to dinner, and I won't."
You would call me Earl Perlmutter, but I just, don't call me late to dinner.
How do you feel this morning?
I feel such relief, Jay. I just think that, you know, we had a good campaign. I had a great team working with me. And I think the people in the 7th, across Colorado, across the country, you know, just said, "Look, we got to have a change. We got to have a new direction." And, you know, we did our job in making sure that people voted, and then they voted the way they think this country should be headed.
Well, I think your win sends out a couple of very important messages. I think it sends out, number one, the message that the voters are interested, that we, the people, are interested in sending people to Congress who are problem solvers, not problem creators. And one of the things that always impressed me about you, and I'm not sucking up, I'm just stating it the way it is that unless I ask you, you very rarely ever said anything discouraging about your opponent, Rick O'Donnell. You mostly talked about what Ed Perlmutter intended to do.
Well, you know, I'm a guy who likes people. I like to, you know, work on solutions. I like to move the ball forward. You know, and I, quite frankly, you know, we fought like crazy on the in the airwaves, you know, the TV ads and that kind of stuff, but we were very civil to one another, and our campaigns were very civil to each other. And, you know, that's what I like. There was real debate. There was a real difference in where he wanted to go versus where I wanted to go. And I think the people have spoken. They want checks and balances. They weren't happy about the stem cell, you know, veto. They want to change the focus from the wealthiest 1% to the hardworking people in the middle. And that's what you want to talk about. And I'll tell you, in the 7th, it was the unaffiliated voters and some moderate Republicans that weren't happy with their own party that carried me over the top.
Well, I that's what I think is so impressive about your campaign and your candidacy. I mean, to me, the message there is that we need to reach out to independent voters. We need to reach out to those that are Republicans but are not happy at what's going on, and we need to bring them into the party.
Well, that's, you know, and I'm just so proud of the Democratic Party for working as hard and being, you know, just so focused to reach out to people and say, "This is who we are. This is what we stand for. We think we can do a good job in bringing us back to the middle and giving us a new direction." And folks responded to that.
7:24, 24 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the line with me. Was there any time during this campaign where you were worried?
I worried every day. My campaign, they just said, Ed, you're a worrier. But, you know, no, it was a tough campaign, but it was one that in my own heart I knew that this was a journey I was going to take, because I just think, you know, I reflect the values of the 7th CD, having lived there, raising my family there. You know, I never got overly confident, but I never, I think, was, you know, overly pessimistic about things. I just felt like we had a good campaign. I had a great people working with me, and whatever happened. I was just pleased that we did our best, and it turned out for the best.
Yeah, and you certainly worked hard, though. I remember two occasions. One, when we had a debate between you, Peggy, and Herb, and I remember you looking at me when I said, gee, you know, you want to come back and do this again? And you said, come on, man, you're killing me. You're killing me, because you've been out, you know, out working the district and been out like crazy. And then the other time was the last time I had you on, when you came down here. This was, a couple of weeks ago or a week ago or a week and a half ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, and you were just, I could see the bags in your eyes. You were just so tired. I mean, you work so damn hard, and I know the people in the 7th Congressional District know you're going to take that ethic to Washington, and you're really going to be a great congressman.
Well, I thank you. You know, this really is about making a difference in our country, and I take this privilege that I have, being a congressman-elect, being a congressman. I mean, it is a privilege. It is a responsibility to help shape the future of our country for ourselves and our kids, and, you know, It was hard work, but when you do that door-to-door stuff and when you have the house parties and the neighborhood get-togethers, you really understand what people are thinking. And that's what a representative must understand so that he or she can do a good job. And I just do want to say one thing. Ron Zappola, I was just on Fox 31, and he said, you know, you came out of this primary. Sometimes primaries really hurt a candidate. We had a tough primary. It made our team better. And then Peggy and Herb were so gracious in, you know, supporting me in this effort. The whole team came back together because they understood that we need a new direction in this country. And that really helped me with this race.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's very true. And it's also very gracious of you to, you know, to thank them. If you could have a committee assignment, Congressman, what would it be?
I think I could really, you know, do things for the 7th and for our state if I were on appropriations or ways and means. I mean, that's asking a lot, and the freshmen, you know, don't usually get it, but I don't want to set my sights too low. If those aren't available, you know, energy and commerce, because we have the National Renewable Energy Lab in this district, and I think we've got to change our focus to, you know, a much more diverse energy portfolio and focus on alternative sources of energy. That would be a great committee. Or transportation and infrastructure. You know, we have I-70 and 225 and I-76, you know, that sort of tie the 7th together, and that would also be a good committee if I had my choices. But you know what? I'm going to be happy if they put me on the Library of Congress committee.
You know what? Whatever committee you get on, you'll do a bang-up job. And I said this to Congresswoman Diana DeGette last night, and let me say it to you before you leave. If there comes a time when you know that you're scheduled to stand up there and put your hand on that gavel, you better let us know so we can all watch that on C-SPAN.
Okay, I certainly will do that. That'll be a big day for all of us. And I think it was a good day for America yesterday. You know, we do have checks and balances back in this country. We can hold George Bush accountable on some of the things he's been doing. You know, and we can look towards the future and really look after the people in the middle and not just, you know, a select few.
Yeah, I agree. I really agree with you. Congressman, thank you very, very much for your time this morning. I know you're busy, and we hope to talk to you again. And we're just, you're our hero, man. We're thrilled you won.
I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it again today. Jay, the fact that we have somebody who can voice, you know, our dreams and our desires and our concerns like you have really helps build the team. And, you know, I said to my campaign staff as we were making the calls, you know, knocking on doors, I said, be polite, but don't be bashful. Because there's nothing to be bashful about when you're directing how a country should run. And you help us not to be bashful.
I love you too, Congressman. All right. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. See you later.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter, and that's what we call him. And you know what? Congratulations to everybody. Not only those of you in the 7th District, but everybody. Everybody along the line. What a great thing. This guy's going to be great. All right, let me tell you about some things here. First of all, man, I'm on my like third bloody nose of the morning. I don't know what's happening with that, and I'm sure you didn't need to hear that, but I just wanted you to know that's what that sniffing is. Second of all, we've got Dixie Chicks tickets to give away to the movie Shut Up and Sing, and we're going to do that later on this morning, so stick around for that. And on top of that, we're going to have more guests, and we're going to take more of your calls, and we're going to try to squeeze in as much as we possibly can until 10 o'clock this morning. So stick around with us. This is a time to celebrate. If you missed any of the interviews, you can get them on podcast at am760.net. You can also IM me at am760.net. And you might want to take the show and save it, not because I'm on it, but because people like Congressman Ed Perlmutter are on it, and David Sirota and others. And it is a record morning for us as progressives, as independents, as moderates, and as liberals. Let's get some news from CBS.
CBS News Election 2006. I'm Jim Shenaby. It's now down to the Senate, with Democrats wrestling away control of the U.S. House from Republicans for the first time in 12 years, gaining at least 27 seats. Over in the Senate, control hinges on two very close races. In Montana, Democratic challenger John Tester.
We haven't lost a poll yet. We're not going to lose this one.
And in Virginia, where Democrat Jim Webb has the narrow lead.
I've been in a lot of fights in my life. This is nothing new.
Incumbent Republican George Allen.
Stay strong for freedom and representative democracy. Accuracy in elections will prevail.
President Bush will hold a midday news conference. Correspondent Bill Plant.
He doesn't want to be seen as a lame duck. And in his news conference today, don't look for him to show remorse. He's going to try to turn the tables on the Democrats. He's going to say that they have to cooperate and show bipartisanship if anything's going to get done.
CBS News, Election 2006. I'm Jim Shanavy.
7:32 at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 32 minutes after 7. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
All right, we still have a decent ride across the metro. Much heavier conditions now, though. Both directions at 225 through Aurora. Just the normal slowing there. Southbound 25 not letting up through Thornton North Glen. You can expect those backups to extend to 120th. And we just have a lot of traffic now on our eastbound routes. Again, if you're out of Boulder, you'll run into that snag at Federal. Same situation for 6.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Broadcast in high definition.
Why? Because it just sounds so darn good.
Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
Your car looks disgusting. Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 35 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, high today, 77, sunny skies. Jay Marvin with you. I know, don't yell, Jay, but it's hard. It's hard. You know, it's hard. I mean, there's heartbreak, and there's also victory. There's victory in Ed Perlmutter. There's victory in Bill Ritter. There's victory in the House, in the Senate. There's so much victory, but then there's also the heartbreak of loss with Angie. Bill Winter and Jay Fawcett. All right, let's get back to the phones here at 303-713-7600. Terry and Parker has been hanging on. Terry, hi, you're on. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I was the election judge in the Parker, Colorado last night.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Well, we had our last voter go through at 10:30. But I really have to hand it to the voters, to the very last one. Everybody, I mean, they were frustrated, but they really... They were nice to us. They didn't complain to us, even though I knew they were really frustrated.
Well, we're going to have to have a look at the voter system, and I think we need to go back to the traditional polling places. And I think for those people who don't live in Denver and had trouble, I think we need to look towards the Secretary of State's office and the miserable job that Gigi Dennis did, who was a political hack. And Mike Kaufman, who I didn't vote for, and I'm sure you didn't either. I voted for Ken Gordon. But I think Mike Kaufman, you know, needs to, when he takes office, he needs to come forward and he needs to address these problems and he needs to solve them.
Well, I did an average. We could only get about 70 voters through an hour.
Why was the problem the machines? Is that why?
Our machines worked perfectly. We didn't have a problem. They were up all day. We really didn't have any problems. But we had 8 machines, and I just don't think the county anticipated how long it would take for people to get through this ballot. Because even the people that came in prepared, still to get through that ballot, if you had a cheat sheet, if you had to go back and forth between the voting machine and your cheat sheet, it's still... Even the people that were really prepared took 5 minutes. And then the people that weren't prepared, you know, that could be upwards of 20 minutes.
See, Mary and I voted absentee because Pat Walk and the Democratic Party sent out emails and instructed people to vote absentee. And I got on the air and said, vote absentee. Now, I'm not saying if you didn't vote absentee that, you know, you're an idiot or whatever the case is. I mean, I applaud everybody for showing up and for being patient and everything else. But, I think, once again, the bottom line is that we're going to have to get this situation straightened out. And I think that the state and municipalities are going to have to get used to the idea that independents, moderates, that progressives and liberals, that these are tough times, that we're fired up, and that we're going to turn out. We're going to show up. We're going to be there to vote. So you got to be ready for us.
Well, everybody in line said that they were going to vote absentee in the next election. We'll see if they can remember that 2 years from now.
Well, if I'm around 2 years from now, you and I will get on the air. We'll remind them. How about that?
All right, Jay.
Terry, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for being out there, and thanks for listening.
No problem, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm starting a campaign right now. If we land the Democratic Convention in 08, I want Brian Schweitzer to be the keynote speaker. I love that guy.
Isn't he great? I mean, I got to repeat it again. He's just a Turk. Well, I don't know what you're doing today, but I'm going to go home and drink 3-finger whiskey starting at about 3 o'clock. I mean, he is. He's dynamic. And, you know, Tester is just as dynamic as he is, man. Those two are a pair. They're both great, and they're what this country needs. And I think as progressives and as Democrats and as liberals, I think we need to look towards guys like Brian Schweitzer because he's got he's like Bill Ritter. He's got practical solutions to problems, and that's the reason he's popular.
Speaking of Tester, if he and Webb can prevail, my math says the Senate's going to be 49-49-2. What happens in that case? Do the Republicans lobby Lieberman and tell him, hey, you know, you got more Republican votes than Democrats, so we'll offer you this and that, come on over? What do you think's going to happen there?
Well, two things will happen. One, yeah, you're right, they will lean on Lieberman. But two, the other thing is, don't forget Bernie Sanders, who also who's a socialist and an independent from Vermont.
Right.
And he caucuses with the Democrats. But let me tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's not only going to happen in the Senate if that happens, but it's also going to happen in the House. The days of extreme partisanship and the days of it's our way or the highway, which is the way that the core of the GOP has been running things here for the last, since 1994 and has been running it especially the last 6 years. Those days are over with. They're going to have to reach across the aisle. We're going to have to reach across the aisle, and we're going to have to, all of us in this country, whether you hold elected office or you're just an individual tax-paying voter, whatever the case may be, we're going to have to dial down the rhetoric. We're going to have to dial it down, learn to get along. We're going to have to learn to work these things out, and we're going to have to remind ourselves on a daily basis that a good compromise is where everybody feels a little bit of pain and that we're not always going to get everything that 100% we want it the way we want it. But the fact is there's going to have to be more bipartisanship. And there's going to have to be more bipartisanship because you're going to have that to get things passed. And also because the majority of the American people, and I don't speak for them because I don't know. All I know is from what I read in the polls, okay? And that the majority of the American people, and that goes for the people who listen to this radio station, that goes for the people who listen to the other radio stations, that goes for the people who don't listen to any talk whatsoever but are out there, they want these problems solved, and they want the fighting and the bickering to come to an end, and we're going to have to put an end to it, and we're going to have to work these things out and get these things fixed. And the days of playing to your base and the days of fighting these culture wars, for the most part, are over with.
That's outstanding, and that's exactly right. Good luck on Friday, man. Really, in my thoughts.
All I can do is hurt.
And, you know, I told Turk, given the election results, would this actually be a marijuanaplasty?
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be. But God Almighty, I hope I don't get into I hope they don't give me that Twilight drug, and I have a vision of Marilyn Musgrave. That's for sure.
Oh man, that'd be awful.
It'd be terrible. All right, we'll see you later.
There you go.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600, and we're talking about the election. And of course, I don't believe for a second that the folks on the other radio stations, and maybe even some hosts on this station, are going to dial down the rhetoric. But I think that if they don't, I think it's their loss. I think that they risk the peril of people not listening to them, because we can all get passionate, we can all get excited, and that's good stuff, I think. But we have got to learn to work together, because it's what the majority of this country wants, and they want these problems solved. They want them solved. And a good example of this is that the will of the people have spoken, that they want change, and that they want to change in the 7th Congressional District, and that they nearly got change in the 4th, and that they wanted change in the 5th, and they wanted change in the 6th. They just didn't get it totally, but more and more people came out, and the turnout was heavy, and I think people want these problems solved. And if we sit here and trade shots with each other all day, we're not going to get anything done. And I think that we should move ourselves to be the party and the group of people who solve problems, don't create them. And there is nothing wrong with reaching out to moderates. There's nothing wrong with reaching out to independents. There's nothing wrong with reaching out to Republicans who have had enough of the religious right running things. And we need to get it together and make it inclusive, not exclusive. That's just my opinion. And it doesn't mean that I'm absolutely 100% right, but I think if you read the polls and you take the time to look at the polling before the election, and there are plenty of polls that were taken out there, I think that that's what people are saying. 7:44, 16 away from 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check us out at am760.net. You can get any part of this program you want in podcasts. You can download it, listen to your convenience. We stream there. You can IM me there. And, hey, it's a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful morning in Colorado. All right, we'll check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we got a new problem now. It's affecting your ride along northbound lanes of I-25 right near Alameda. Of course, a very heavy area for us right now. Two-car wreck looks like it's off on the right-hand side. Definitely going to see some slowing behind this. Not too bad southbound. Little curiosity slowing on the opposite side. Southbound 25 still really jammed up through Thornton, North Glen. Your downtown commute not looking too bad. Usual delays there, 38 to spare. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, warm conditions, breezy, high of 74. Currently, it's 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit your Dodge dealer during the 2006 Dodge Model Year End Clearance and take advantage of 0% APR long-term financing on all 2006 Dodge trucks and minivans. Hurry to your Dodge dealer. This offer ends soon.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show. Sorry it took so long, but after months of backbreaking work, I finally finished my list of 2006 reasons you should vote for Democrats this year. Plus, we'll talk to an all-star cast of Franken faves, including Jonathan Alter from Newsweek, Uber Wonk Norm Ornstein, Tom Hamburger from the LA Times, and David Brock from Media Matters, all on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
7:47, it's, 47 minutes after the hour here. And Operation Freebird is a law enforcement and community event. And the Adams County Sheriff's Office, together with local businesses, Rocky's Autos and others, will be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to needy families. I went to this last year, and it is really a lot of fun, and it's very, very spectacular and very moving. They'll also be honoring our men and women of the armed forces with a color guard and the national anthem. See the Colorado National Guard display. They're going to have a Black Hawk helicopter and Humvee displays and an F-16 flyover and a lot of other stuff. There'll be fun, food, and live music, activities from the Adams County Sheriff's Office, like the Dare and Child ID program, where you'll receive a kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. And also, the bomb robot will be there, which I fooled around with last year. Canine demonstrations. These canines are amazing. I only wish Emma and Coco would behave this way, but I guess there's no hope. Sheriff's posse, mobile command posts, and a whole lot more. Plus, the Southwest Adams County Fire and Rescue will be there, too, with Firefighter Big and Ladder 11 Plus. There will be a child safety demonstration with their smokehouse, and the Colorado Division of Wildlife will be there. That's this Saturday from 1 until 4. It's your chance to meet and honor the servicemen and women of the armed forces. Have a good time and watch, really, a spectacular community event which is Operation Freebird, and the thousands of turkey certificates that are given to needy families every single year. And a special thanks to Bojo's and their award-winning Colorado-style pizza, which they've been serving for over 30 years. So join everybody at Rocky's Autos for Operation Freebird. It's coming up, and it's free, this Saturday from 1 until 4. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. You know what? Go on out there. You'll really, really, really have a good time.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
PetSmart brings you smart savings.
Cats have incredible hearing. As a matter of fact, they can hear sounds so high-pitched we wouldn't even notice. But when it comes to hearing about a sale on cat food, that's where we've got them beat.
During PetSmart's Big Brand Savings event, you can save up to 20% on hundreds of items with your Pet Perks Savings Card, including over 40 varieties of Friskies 5.5-ounce cans. Get 10 for only $3. Saving money on your pet's food. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last. See store for details.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 77, sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Big Ed Schultz. We'll get his take. Danny Newsom, who was on the air with us last night and was at the Democratic headquarters, is also going to be on here this morning with us. Plus, we'll have all kinds of other guests as well. And then don't forget, we got the Dixie Chicks tickets to give away, too. So we'll be doing that between the 9 and the 10 o'clock hour. Let's go to Mara in Denver. Mara, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to give a thumbs up to the 30-something Dems that were on the podium with Nancy Pelosi last night. Those people are incredible. Tim Ryan, Kendrick Meek, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And then the other representative from New York, and I always forget his name, he wasn't there. But those people, they'd be on the air on Channel 57 at midnight, or, you know, between 11 and 12 D.C. time, one or two times a week, and presenting an hour, well, about 45 minutes was all they ever got. They have charts, they have programs, they had ideas. They examined the issues. Those people were incredible for the better part of the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I've watched
they're
them.
Good people. We've had Tim Ryan on here twice before, and he's really a fiery, outspoken guy.
You know what? I thought to myself, any one of those three people could be president. You know, and they were just incredible. They were a ray of hope. You know. When nobody else could get on the floor of the House, they weren't allowed to speak. And now with Nancy as Speaker, what's going to happen? They're going to be early in the evening, and we're going to we'll just have such a better program and a plan to present a way to go for this country. And it's so hopeful. And but the only thing I want to say one word of caution. I remember after Bill Clinton was elected, and you remember how happy we were, and we thought, boy, everything's going to be different. Well, it was. But, I mean, the Republicans just went to work right away.
Well, yeah, but the other side of that is, though, they did go to work right away. They had control of the Congress, particularly the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
In the beginning there, they had control of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing is, and you have to admit this, later on, Bill Clinton stepped in it.
Well, that's true. That's true. And and one other thing. I wanted to talk about Oberman last night with Chris Matthews. I was watching at 1 o'clock our time this morning when Chris Matthews signed him off, and he just almost ran the man down. And Oberman didn't say anything. He just sat there, you know, Matthews didn't give him much time to speak at all, and he really monopolized everything. And I was really disappointed in that because early in the evening they had they had really presented as solid a program. But the later it got, well, the more Matthews just drew back
in. Well, that's because Matthews is, you know, primarily a speechwriter. He's not a professional broadcaster, and he has a tendency to be a blowhard and a bully. So,
you know, it was just something at the end of the evening that I thought, well, you know, they just got to get their last licks in, you know.
Well, it still doesn't make any difference. It doesn't change the outcome.
No, it doesn't.
Mara, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you later. Let's go to Trevor in Boulder. Trevor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, doing good.
Excellent. Hey, you know, I should just had a interesting observation. I mean, everybody's rejoicing about the Democrats winning the House. And what I think is interesting is such an overwhelming landslide victory for the Democrats in the gubernatorial and House race. And now we're down to counting, you know, the last 100 votes for the Senate race. I just think it's interesting and suspicious at best that we're down to a recount when, you know, Americans have clearly demonstrated that they were for change, voting in Democratic governors as well as the House, that now we are, I just don't want.
Well, there's nothing. There's nothing suspicious about it. What do you have to be suspicious about?
Well, I don't know. You know, I just in the last two elections, we saw that there was corruption. You know, potential corruption.
Yeah,
but that has
nothing to do with what's going on here. I mean, what's going on here is the reason the margin in the House is bigger is because that's where the corruption scandals and the problems were. I mean, sit down and think to yourself about how many Republican House members this year alone had to leave office. How many of them got themselves into trouble, including the leadership. Now, Dennis Hastert survived, but his opponent, who is basically a nobody, and Hastert had been there forever, that guy got 40%. Okay, that says something. And Tom Reynolds managed to survive too, but that was a hard-fought, close race. And it's easier to wage a campaign in a congressional district than it is a Senate campaign, which is much more expensive. You got to spend more time raising money, and you got to spend more time traveling the state, and you've got outside interest pouring in big dollars. So
you look at the two states.
Look at Virginia and Montana.
Mm-hmm.
They piled on a lot of money at the end, and that's the reason that we're into the situation we're into in those states, that it's so damn tight.
Right, but wouldn't it be logical, or at least maybe you're saying no, but wouldn't it be logical that Americans have demonstrated that they want change and an overwhelming change through a landslide victory on both those races?
Yeah,
are you saying that basically we have a bunch of Republicans that were voting, Democratic for the House because they were disapproving of their current?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. They were tired. What you had is you had independents and you had moderate Republicans who were tired and wanted a change of leadership. And in the Senate, it's a much rougher road to go. And you've got a situation, for instance, in Tennessee, where everybody knew that was going to be a rough race for Harold Ford. And that ad that the RNC ran was devastating to Ford because he didn't even do as well in Memphis as he should have. And those races, the Senate races, have totally and completely different dynamics to them. Trevor, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call. And there's every reason to celebrate. And you know what? It'll be even better in 08. You'll see.
Wonderful. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. All right. Coming up, Ed Schultz, Danny Newsom, and a whole host of other folks. So stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're going to love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-700-2474. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-700-2474. That's 1-800-700-2474.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Let's hear it for our candidate.
Nancy Pelosi is in line to become the new Speaker of the House because Democratic candidates won 27 Republican seats, more than enough to become the majority. President Bush called Pelosi this morning with congratulations. On the Senate side, Democrats won 4 Republican seats. Undecided races in Virginia and Montana could put them over the top.
I'm Stephen Kaufman in Great Falls, Montana. Voting machine problems in Montana's most populous county, plus long lines and late tallies, have pushed the outcome of the U.S. Senate race into the daylight hours. It may take all morning to determine the final tally.
For now, Democrat John Tester is ahead. The Virginia race may not be decided for some time, even though Democrat Jim Webb is claiming victory. CBS's Wyatt Andrews tells us why.
Webb's tiny margin of 7,800 votes is 1/3 of 1%. That margin gives George Allen the right to request a recount, but here's where it's complicated. He can't formally even ask for the recount until the vote is certified on November 27th. The bottom line, the final decision here in Virginia and thus the count of the final tally in the U.S. Senate may not be resolved for weeks.
The midterm election could change the way Washington does business. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
Even as the vote counting continues, there's already talk of Campaign 08. Former Clinton press secretary Joe Lockhart sees some midterm lessons.
The election of the last 24 hours is a rejection of the Karl Rove view that all you have to do is appeal to your base, turn them out, and that'll be enough.
President Bush will try to avoid the lame duck label. After mostly ignoring congressional Democrats for 6 years, he'll have lunch with presumed incoming Speaker Pelosi and other Democrats. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Voters in 7 of 8 states have approved bans on same-sex marriage. An abortion ban went down to defeat.
2 big abortion battles in 2 days. The first goes to abortion rights supporters as South Dakotans reject a near-total ban that was designed to give the Supreme Court an opportunity to review Roe v. Wade.
America's pro-choice majority will not allow an assault on Roe versus Wade to go unanswered.
Nancy Keenan of NARAL. Today, the High Court reviews a federal ban on certain late-term abortions. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court hearing on abortion begins this hour. The grief in Gaza is fueling calls for revenge. Witnesses say 18 Palestinians, including 8 children, were killed in their sleep by an Israeli mortar attack. The military wing of Hamas is calling on Muslims worldwide to attack American targets. Israel says it plans to continue operations against Palestinian rocket squads in Gaza. Grief counselors will be working with the University of Miami football team. Players were stunned by the murder of defensive lineman Brian Potta. Police say Potta was found shot to death outside his off-campus apartment. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 23 points, NASDAQ's down 6. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Big Wednesday at Kohl's, where you can find amazing prices on great new looks, like the one stylist Sean is telling us about.
Expect to see a lot more glamour mixed into every day.
Ooh, like velvet jackets with jeans?
Yes, it's a fantastic look for women and men. And the tuxedo shirt isn't just for tuxedos anymore. Mix it up in decor, put dressy pillows alongside casual styles.
Turn every day into special days at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on fashion for you and your home. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez, now an AM 760 local news update. The wait in line for many Douglas County voters turning into a nightmare. Some had to wait in line for more than 5 hours last night. One example, Rich Rocha. was at West Ridge Rec Center in Highlands Ranch. Started voting at 6 o'clock, or at least standing in line. He didn't vote until about midnight. In Denver, technical glitches causing some delays as well. Up to 2 hours in some areas. Election results now. Governor-elect Bill Ritter. He beat Bob Beaupre 56% to 41%. State Attorney General's race, John Southers, easily defeats Fern O'Brien 53% to 42%. Secretary of State's race, very close. Mike Kaufman ahead of Ken Gordon 51% to 48%. And at this point, Carol Kennedy and Mark Hillman nearly deadlocked for state treasurer. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update by Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, northbound 25 was the hot spot. We had a collision near Alameda. It had you seeing brake lights all the way to Colorado Boulevard. It is starting to shake loose a bit. Southbound side of 25 still jammed into downtown as usual. Drive through Thornton, North Glen. Nothing unusual for you right now along 225 in Aurora. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny skies. Warm, breezy, high of 74. Currently 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Register your kid at any Colorado Red Robin to be the kickoff kid. Winner and Guardian receive sideline passes to watch the Broncos warm up and prepare for their assignment of removing the tee following each Broncos kickoff. Visit redrobin.com to find a location near you.
Big savings are what you'll find this Wednesday only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials store-wide. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things. The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
minutes after 8. High today, 77 under sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. This program is streaming at AM760.net and available in podcast. All right, let's go to the man who we hear 1 to 4 every afternoon here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We talked last night, and we got him on this morning for his look at what went on nationally. And, Ed, good news from here and also bad news. Bad news is Angie Piccioni lost by 3 percentage points. Jay Fawcett lost down in the Springs, and Bill Winter lost against Tom Tancredo in the 5th Congressional District, I believe that is. But we did get the governorship, and Ed Perlmutter did win in the 7th. So there is good news, and we also retain control of the House and Senate here. So there is good news from the state of Colorado this morning.
Well, Jay, first of all, congratulations to you. I know that you've done a lot of work in bringing an opportunity to air out issues on your show and pushing forward with some common sense thinking across Colorado. I mean, we just really have to take a step back this morning and see exactly what has happened. And basically what has happened is that we all did our part. We took our country back last night. We have lived in an era of absolute power. The people have spoken. Absolute power is now officially over, and oversight will begin. And, you know, I feel terrible about Angie Piccioni not winning last night. You know, we can all sit back and say, gosh, if we had just done a little bit more. But you know what? There were a lot of hard-working people that tried to make that happen. And I know Bill Winter's a great guy. We had him on the show a few times. He's a great candidate, and so is Angie. But, you know, 2 years is a short period of time. This is, I could easily support those two candidates in 2 years, and I hope they stay motivated and the people stay motivated, because I think the Democrats are going to push forward with an agenda that is going to be positive for working Americans, and this is only going to grow if we can get the Democrats to move forward on some issues that they've been talking about. So I guess my theme today is going to be, one, we cannot go into the age of lip service. We have to move on issues, and we can't apologize for moving on issues. I think Nancy Pelosi's 100-hour plan is terrific. I think that minimum wage, look at minimum wage, Jay.
Yeah.
It passed all over the country last night.
That's right.
Where the Democrats are is where the American people are right now. The tide has shifted. And I think that the Bush administration, the scandals, the war, if you were connected to any one of those things, you were thrown out last night. And we're not going to win everywhere. You know, and there are some pockets of the country that are a lot tougher to win in than other parts of the country. But the fact is, some tremendous gains were made last night. The American people have taken their country back. Absolute power is over with. We can do this. Now, I will tell you what I believe should be the number one issue for Democrats: voting machines and the integrity of the vote.
Oh, I agree.
You can't be running around after the 2004 election upset and whining and bitching about voting machines, and then when you get the power, you don't do anything about it. This has to be the number one thing. I hope Nancy Pelosi, when she has lunch with President Bush tomorrow, that the first thing she does is look him in the eye and say, we are going to fix the integrity of the vote in this country. Are you with us or are you against us?
Yeah,
give him the straight talk language. Give it right back to him. Because I believe that if we can get a paper trail, if we can get the integrity of the vote squared away, this is a tip of the iceberg about where America's going to go.
Were there any problems there in the Fargo area? Because there were huge problems here, and there were huge problems in Denver.
Well, there's problems all over the country. There's problems this morning in 30 counties in Virginia. There's problems in Montana where the machines didn't even turn on. I think this is the Lord's work. I mean, I think it's fantastic that there were voting machine problems and the Democrats got the majority. Maybe the conservatives will wake up and realize it's not good to cheat all the time.
Exactly.
You know, we will win on the issues and we will get it done on the issues. But we can't do it. I mean, did we get lucky? I don't know. But I do know this, there's too many problems for this country not to address it.
I don't think we got lucky. I think people are tired of fighting. I think people are tired of complaining. I think people want people in office who are solution-oriented, not problem creators. And I think that when you look at the congressional races, you had people out there running who had absolute plans. When you look at the gubernatorial races, you had people who had absolute plans and had vision and optimism, and I think people wanted it. I think they wanted it, and they went and showed they wanted it.
Well, keep in mind, it was not the far left that won this election last night.
Oh, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Yeah, it was the middle-of-the-road people. And I think it was the issues that you're talking about, that they wanted this change, that Americans want balance of powers, that Americans want oversight. They don't want somebody to run amok with the government. You know, let's harken back to a couple of issues just before, a couple of stories before the election, Jay. I said on my show that there was a lot of psychological warfare going on, that when Karl Rove was talking about the math, he was BSing everybody.
Yep, exactly.
He was trying to spook the vote. He's nothing but a blowhard.
Well, his whole run to the base philosophy collapsed.
Yeah.
It's gone.
No,
it's gone.
Yeah.
The politics of culture wars and the base are over with, man, because people are tired of it and they don't want it anymore. They don't want it.
I agree. And I think the issues of, take a look at the wedge issues, gay marriage. That was on the ballot, same-sex marriage, in Virginia and also in Missouri.
And here,
guess
too.
Guess what? Democrats won big in those states and won the Senate seats there. The Democratic Party has won a Senate seat in the South. That's big deal. Big deal.
Yeah, I agree. But this whole idea of, okay, vote for us or you're going to die, It doesn't work. The people aren't buying it. It didn't work. It's not going to work in the future. And either the GOP is going to have to come to grips with where people are, or they're in for further trouble down the road. I believe that.
Well, I really do believe also that the GOP, they're down the stretch, they tried to do the fear and smear. They said that Democrats are going to raise your taxes, that security is what it's all about. And nobody bought that.
No.
The middle of the road voters did not buy that. They've had enough scandal. They've had enough of the war. They've had enough of Bush lies and deception. They've had enough of Donald Rumsfeld. I think the fact that Bush came out and said that Rumsfeld was going to be with him till the end
was murder.
I think was just a gift to the Democrats.
You know, it's 8:15, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz with us. Here this afternoon between 1 and 4. For all Karl Rove's supposed genius, okay, where was he? I mean, he didn't put a leash on his candidate, he didn't put a leash on his president, who ran around and made statements, and so did Dick Cheney, that were absolutely absurd and that people didn't want to hear. Like, we're not going to change, we don't care, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Well, we tried to point out last night, and I think it's a very profound thing, that wherever Bush went with Air Force One, Republicans lost.
Yep.
I mean, he went to Colorado and they lost. He went to Indiana and they lost. He went to Kansas and they lost House seats. He went to Florida. Charlie Crist stayed away from him and he won the gubernatorial seat in Florida. He went down to try to save Tom DeLay's seat in Texas and they lost. He and Shooter went up to Montana and they didn't get her done.
Nope.
Wherever Bush went, Bush was the tire around the neck of Republicans last night. And another thing is, all the polls, accurate. All the polls leading up to the election, accurate. I just believe that there was psychological warfare going on. I think the fact, even if the Democrats don't get the majority in the Senate, this is a major, major step forward for Americans and working class families. And if you're in the top 1%, yeah, your taxes are going up, just what we said on the Ed Schultz show. I mean, if you're in the top 2%, you got a chance your taxes going up. 98% of the American people will not have a tax increase. In fact, there probably will be some tax relief for some people in the middle class if you make between $40,000 and $80,000 a year. I think it's coming.
I certainly hope so. Ed, what's on the show for this afternoon?
Well, obviously, we're going to recap a lot of things, but we're going to look to the future. I believe that last night's vote by the American people deems George Bush as the worst president in the history of the country. Okay, it's over. Let's move forward. No more Bush bashing because he's history.
I agree.
He's a non-story. He is a total non-story. Progressives have got to move forward. All right, what are we going to do on stem cell research? What are we going to do on the minimum wage? What are we going to do on the 9/11 recommendations? Are we going to implement them all? What are we going to do on ethics reform? Go right on down the list on things that can be done. Make the Republicans be the obstructionists. Make the Republicans say no to the first 100 hours that Nancy Pelosi has laid out. And I do believe that this is only going to gain in favor. And I also think that all of the radio critics in the world who said there was no room for progressive talk, I believe that progressive talk became a very vital vehicle for making sure that there was a fair airing of the issues across America. Way to go, Jay.
Yeah, well, way to go, Ed, too. And you know what? We're going to solve this problem about Iraq also.
Hey,
we're
going to fix
that.
Deer hunting on Friday.
Well, you know what I'm doing on Friday? You don't want to know. I'm going to have an angioplasty, man.
Hey, we need you around. Piece of cake. Technology's great. You're going to be rolling. Life is going to be good. We got a lot of things to do.
Good. I'll check Ed Schultz in instead of Jay Marvin.
don't worry about that. You know, you're going to be just fine. Angioplasty. Tell them to put a few more in you because you got a long way to go, buddy.
Well, you and I got to stick around and we got to do good things and give my best to Wendy and the Holmes and everybody else. And as you, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Jay. Good luck to you. Best of luck to you. God bless you, and let's keep rolling forward.
All right, I love you, Eddie. We'll talk to you. There's Big Ed, Ed Schultz. Check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 819, 19 minutes after 8. If you missed any part of that, get it in the podcast at am760.net. Danny Newsom. We worked together a million years ago. I'm going to make her love Merle Haggard before this day is out.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Gift Festival this Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center. Holiday gifts, decorations, arts and crafts. It all happens this Thursday through Sunday at the Convention Center, a downtown tradition. You'll love it.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
We're in the company of an insufferable celebrity. Go to the Denver Post and look at the Denver and West section, and Danny's on there. Danny's not on the radio and doesn't need the publicity. Jay needs the publicity, can't get a frickin' picture in the newspaper, and Danny is like on the front of the section. We'll talk to her about it coming up. Hang on a second, Danny. Hey, you know what? You don't like to think about it or plan for it. But you one day may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, let me tell you about a really progressive guy, a good guy, a trial lawyer, Mike Turner. Mike's stand-up people. He believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk, and he's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661, or check him out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
The professionals at Medical Billing Office in Aurora remind everyone that America's greatest resource is her youth. Parents, kids are exposed to many dangers. Know the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse and tell your children early. Get the facts. Call 1-800-662-HELP. Remember, a loving home is the key to a safer and drug-free community. This important message courtesy of the fine staff at Medical Billing Office at 10730 East Bethany Drive in Aurora. Call Medical Billing Office at 303-337-7729. Teaching seminars are available for doctors and their staff.
It's as simple as dividing by two. The Joseph A. Bank half off sale. All the value at half the price. Hundreds of finely tailored suits, suit separates, and luxurious tuxedos half off. That's hundreds of suits in every store, half off. Consider a huge selection of handcrafted sport coats and dress pants, half off. Even an incredible selection of top coats and leather jackets, you guessed it, half off. Plus an extra bonus. All of our famous traveler dress shirts and sport shirts are on sale, with the entire stock of traveler knit shirts half off. The Joseph A. Bank half off sale. America's best menswear at half the price.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, and coming soon to Aurora and Lakewood.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Then Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Bill Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A canvas-covered cabin.
Merle Haggard there for Danny.
Labor
23 minutes after 8. High 77, sunny skies. Look at this, Danny. This is American music right here.
Jay, I got to tell you, honestly,
this is good stuff.
I do listen to country music, and my problem with Merle was ages ago.
But he's changed.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just telling you my problem with Merle was ages ago. I drive my kids crazy because I can listen to country music. I can even listen to that, you know, that hot new country. I know tons of Brooks and Dunn. And they're Republicans, for God's sake. But I know tons of their songs. You know, so maybe I should listen to real country. I need to get over Okie from Muskogee.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just a slice of Americana. It's Mighty Merle, man.
Well, you know, it was the wrong slice for me.
Well.
It was the wrong slice for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, time goes on. Look, it's 2006. It's
well,
a new day.
All right. Let me just say this, and then we'll move on to politics.
Give him a try.
Let me defend Merle by saying this. Okay? If you go and you get his albums, and you listen to the cuts, and a lot of the cuts that were not hits, and you get past the Fight Inside of Me and the Okie from Muskogee business, and you get past all of that, and you listen to it, the guy has got a ton of soul, he has a ton of emotion, he's been there, he's suffered, and he knows how to put it in a song lyric, and he knows how to sing it.
Listen, I'm in all seriousness, I don't know what was just playing.
Mama's Hungry Eyes.
But, you know, that's my kind of country. I love the guitar work, honestly.
That was a huge hit for him.
Well, you know, I wasn't listening at the time, remember, because it was that Okie from Muskogee stuff that
hey,
just
listen,
turned me
you
off.
Know what,
but I'm going to go back.
Yeah?
You give me, you know, give me some suggestions.
I will.
Give me some recommendations, and I promise you I will check it out, because I actually do like, when I say I like country music, I like the music. I really, really do. I'm a folkie at heart, so, you know, why wouldn't I like
right.
country music?
I will. I'll definitely do that. All right.
I also like, of course, George Clinton and Funkadelic, but anyway.
Well, so do I.
Okay.
So there's no problem with that. I mean, I have no problem with George Clinton.
We're diverse.
Yeah, exactly. I just, there's just something about people like Haggard and Frizzell and others that just speaks to me, and when people get in my car and hear me playing that stuff, they go like, oh, like John Turco's, what is that stuff? All right. 8:26, 26 minutes after 8, and we're going to do CBS here in a little bit, but I want to get started on this. You were a big proponent, a big backer, and I feel I was too, of I, and I failed. Now, did it fail because not enough people agreed with us, or did it fail because there were voting problems in Denver, which is the biggest progressive block in the state other than Boulder?
That's a damn good question. Next to the failure of Referendum I, we're going to have major problems. This Mayor Hickenlooper is back against the wall with these voting problems. At this point, I don't know. At this point, I absolutely don't know, but I'm going to go on principle here. What is this, 2006? 40 years ago, I've said this 1,000 times, 40 years ago, my husband and I would not have been able to be married in certain states.
That's true.
You know, my husband is white. I honestly believe these issues of fundamental rights, should not be put to a vote. There are states right now, south of the Mason-Dixon line, where if it was put to a vote, interracial marriage would still go down. And most of us now would say, oh, but that's crazy.
Hey.
That's crazy.
No,
it's
not.
It would go down.
No, how about the commercial? Hey, call me, Harold. What was
absolutely.
That all about?
In Tennessee. Okay, Corker's folks. Well, he says not Corker's. It was the
RNC.
RNC, but whatever. I'm sure he was wink-wink. And what they did with Harold Ford with the call me, Harold.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so these are rights that are fundamental. The Supreme Court said it. Sorry to get the lawyer thing. They said it in 1967, dealing with interracial marriage, that marriage was a fundamental right. And, Jay, I'm telling you, when it comes to individual liberties, civil liberties, they shouldn't be put to a vote. It's not majority rule. Now, I went and I campaigned for Referendum I, and I voted for it. I'm saying on principle, though, we've got lesbians and gay men who are Americans. They're taxpayers. Some of them have gone and they fought in our wars. They're fighting in that godforsaken war in Iraq. And damn it, they're coming home and being told that they're second-class citizens. It's wrong. I don't care what your individual phobia is. You don't like gay marriage? Well, then don't marry someone of the same sex.
That's right, exactly.
Get over it. You know, these are Americans,
yep.
And they have the same rights that you and I have to marry who we want. So I am, you know, it is going to take a court. Damn the Republicans for talking about activist judges. I'm talking about judges who do their job and interpret the Constitution.
And understand what this country is about and understand
absolutely.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights and what... Yeah, listen, no doubt.
It's to protect us against the mob. You know, John Andrews, what an idiot. Thank goodness term limits for judges went down in flames. That man has never had a good idea. But he was talking earlier on about how we needed to term limit judges to make them, bring them more in line with the will of the people. They're not supposed to be in line with the will of the people.
You know what that was? That was bringing more in line with John Andrews.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And so it is going to take, it will take judges in state courts and ultimately in the United States Supreme Court to say equal protection of the law means equal protection of the law. No exception.
Amen.
All right. I'm preaching.
Yeah, well, and it's okay. And I feel the same way about I voted for it. I support it 100%. It makes me uncomfortable that people's civil liberties and rights are put up in a vote-type fashion. But we have to start somewhere to break this down. And I, as an attempt to get that done, and I personally believe, unless somebody can give me a better argument, I personally believe that I lost because we had voting trouble in Denver. I believe that. Otherwise, it would have passed. I really believe that. It might have been close, but I think it would have made it.
Well, it lost by I can't even do the deal. I was going to try to compare Amendment 43, but I got to speak about that, too. Again, now in the Colorado Constitution, we have an amendment that gives heterosexual special rights.
Which
right
is wrong.
In our Constitution.
I'd like to take that to court.
Gee, I'm telling, one day, I hope you and I live long enough to see it. One day.
Well, we ought to figure out a way to do it. You're a lawyer. Let's figure out a way to take it to court.
But it's going to have to be now, because it's in our state constitution. It's going to have to be a federal court. It's going to have to be a federal court. But one day, just like the Supreme Court in 1967 in Loving versus Virginia said, no, you white racist, you don't get to write racism into your state laws and your state constitutions. We're going to have the United States Supreme Court say, okay, you homophobes, you don't get to write your homophobia into your state constitutions and your state laws.
I'm a litigating guy, aren't I?
Hey, let's go.
I want to do it. I think we should call up the ACLU and ask them.
Let's go. It's gonna have to go. It will go to the United States Supreme Court. I have no doubt that other states like Massachusetts probably will get around to legalizing either marriage or civil unions like Vermont. But ultimately, so that it applies across the board in every state, it's going to be the United States Supreme Court. Not going to happen soon, but it will happen.
Yeah. You know what? I absolutely hope so. All right. We'll take a little break here. We'll get some traffic, and we'll take some calls, and we'll continue. Jay Marvin along with Danny Newsom. 8:31, it's 29 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and a little progressive traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Mostly in good shape around the city. We've got a few just minor problems right now. We had the signal lights flashing red, Park Avenue and Stout, so be careful of that. You're going to have to observe it as a four-way stop. Saw a vehicle bogging down a southbound Parker Road near Orchard. We cleared out that wreck at Alameda, northbound 25, so that's getting back to normal. Just seeing pretty heavy traffic now across Broomfield, both directions of the Boulder Turn.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
8:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We all have misconceptions in life. Everybody's got them. I got them. Man, we all got them. And you know what one of the biggest misconceptions is? That folks cannot have safe and affordable LASIK. That they just can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon does LASIK, and they do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and why other centers can't even come close. Look, don't fall for these gimmicks like vacation giveaways, dollar off sales, all this hocus pocus. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Horizon has been defeated by the pirates of the new age. Well, maybe
8:35 minutes past the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got Paul Walden from Media Matters coming up at 9 o'clock. He'll give us a look at the election coverage. Right now, we're talking to Danny Newsom. We'll make Danny hang around too. Through Paul Walden. You're not going to go anywhere, Danny.
Hey, I'm a well, notwithstanding what we were talking about regarding referendum I and Amendment 43, it's a good day. It's a I've express my outrage about that, but looking out the landscapes, geez, the Dems statewide increased their hold in the Senate and the House. Ritter and Dems have already shown, you know, I'm way on the left, but Dems have already but you know, I'm used to voting for Dems who are not way on the left with me.
I think I'm more moderate than you are.
Well, I call myself way on the left, and then some people say I'm conservative in areas. But let me just say I'm in the left. But that's okay. I live in Colorado, and I'm used to voting for Democrats who are not and who need to be a bit more pragmatic. I mean, this isn't New York. We don't have billions of Democrats just waiting to cast a vote for anybody with a D behind their name. Democrats in Colorado have to earn their votes, and they govern reasonably. You know, they're not right. You know, they're not the left-wing equivalent of, you know, the John Andrews, you know, a Bible in every school, the Ten Commandments on every wall. I mean, they're reasonable. And I can say I'm proud to be a Democrat.
Yeah, me too. I think the key here is not right or left. I think the key here is that we have to solve problems and that we have to be pragmatic and we got to work things out, and that everybody's going to suffer a little pain when you do that, but that we can't have this attitude which has permeated this country for the last 6 years, which is it's my way or the highway.
You got that right. That's not governance. That's
no.
Just ideology. And so I think what the Democrats proved when they took over the Senate, the state Senate, and the state House in 2004, that they could govern reasonably, rationally,
yeah,
and get things done. They won. And the Republicans, how many decades have they had to do that? And when the right wing, when the Christian fanatics took over the wing, that was it. That wasn't governance. That's ideology.
See, I think people in the Republican Party, I think a lot of them are just tired of that stuff. I mean, they're tired of sitting around every day talking about, you know, all of these religious-based culture issues. Yeah, okay, maybe it plays big in the springs, okay, but the rest of the state,
that's it.
I don't think so. And I think what we need to do is we've got problems facing this state, and we've got problems facing this country, and we need to work them out. And the only way we're going to be able to work them out is we're going to have to reach across to each other and hammer out some sensible solutions. So the idea of these fake extremist-type things like, and I may incur some wrath over this, but I really believe this, this idea of this 700-mile fence in which there's no money for that. Okay, so it's really a meaningless gesture that the president signs because it looks good and is close to the election. Let's sit down and let's have a real debate here about how to control the borders and how to fix things, and let's stop the extremism. You know, the name-calling and the craziness, and a lot of it goes on. There are hosts on this station to do it, but there's a lot of it that goes on. Too much of it goes on from those people on the other side, and I'm talking about down the hall. And I really believe this in my heart. I said this earlier on the show. Either they learn to dial that down, and either they learn to get along, and they learn to work things out and act, and we all act as Americans, or they're the ones that are going to come up on the losing end of the equation, and that's what this election was about.
I think we've already seen it. James Dobson, you know, it's over. It's over. The Christian right and the Christian right. I mean, what is this? The Taliban? You know, if they want this, you know, go to Saudi Arabia. This is not a theocracy. It is a representative democracy, and we do have to work together. I don't get to I don't get to have everything that I want. And I am more than willing to work with others who are going to be reasonable. But you have Republicans holding their nose and becoming disaffected with the craziness that had taken over their party, the hypocrisy, the power for power's sake. You know, I couldn't be more thrilled about that. I believe focus on the family. It really is going to be focus on your own damn family. We're tired of you. I've been tired, but other people are now tired of you. Don't you think that?
Yes. Yeah, I think they're tired of that. I think they're tired of the ad hoc attacks on Michael J. Fox that Limbaugh exhibited, the crazy statements that unnamed talk show hosts make, like, well, you vote Democratic, there's going to be carnage, and the radical, you know, lesbian element of the Democratic Party and all that stuff.
And where are they?
You know, that doesn't, well, but the thing is, that's not going to solve the problems that face us. That, you know, sloganeering and name-calling is not an exit strategy from Iraq. It is not a fix on immigration, illegal immigration. It is not a fix on the economy. It is not a fix on education. And it sure isn't anywhere near a fix on health care.
But that's what they've done. Rather than dealing with those issues that really count, how many thousands of people do we have just in Colorado alone who have no health care? What is it, 750,000?
Yeah.
And how many do we have across the country? 45 million?
I think it's higher than that. I think it's more like 47, 48.
Okay. And while at the same time, literally a couple of years ago, they were talking about some form of universal health care for Iraqis, and I'm sure they screwed that one up too, but they were at least talking about it, and yet it would demonize for people here. These are real problems. These are real problems. It's that movie with one of my favorite movies with Mike Douglas, The American President.
Yes, exactly.
You know what is it?
Right.
You know, let's say these are real problems, call for serious solutions or whatever. Absolutely. And the Repubs have allowed their party, both statewide and nationally, to be hijinked by folks who really have contempt for government. Bush has contempt for government.
Well, you can't govern if you don't have respect for the institution.
You know, his business, it's a Japanese American, a Japanese name, a former professor of his, called it that, and talked about as a graduate student, Bush would show up in school late, smirky, would called Social Security a communist plot. All of that came out. That was apparent in how he conducted himself. And then the war. Let's not even get started. The war. My God. That you know, it's like we're bombed, and so we're going to attack Canada.
Well, yeah. I mean, that whole thing is wrong. But where we have to go from here now is we've got to get an exit strategy, and we've got to fix these things. And he's a lame duck.
Well, Democrats can now force Republicans. I mean, we're going to have to bring Republicans along in Congress, and they see the writing on the wall. They are going to have to. They're going to have to come across the aisle and come up with something.
Well, that's what. Yeah, it's about time. I mean, enough of this craziness. All right, 8:43, 43 minutes past the hour, and we got people lined up to call. We want to talk. So we'll get some calls on the air coming up here after we take a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot to be concerned with this morning. We are seeing some recovery around the metro area, starting to get back to normal through the tech center. If you're on I-25, still seeing that little snag southbound 225 near Yosemite. And we've got some surface street problems. A stalled vehicle southbound Parker Road near Orchard. Signal lights malfunctioning at Park Avenue and Stout. And a new problem southbound Buckley at Smoky Hill. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, warm, possibly breezy. High of 74, currently 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At CVM Pots, the Mix and Match $8.99 lunch features over 60 different combinations, healthy, convenient, and fast. Choose from hearty soups, fresh salads, delicious sides, and chef-prepared sandwiches every Monday through Friday. For lunch, meet your friends at CVM Pots restaurants and breweries.
I've been waiting a long time.
We waited. Ben Tuesday, we made it happen.
Looks like it's going to be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Bill Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learnt your first language? With no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
846, it's 46 minutes past the hour here at AM 760. Progressive Talk, it's a brand new month, and homeowners with adjustable rate mortgages probably have brand new higher house payments. Hope this isn't you. But if it is, most people got into their adjustable rate mortgages because they wanted their payments to be lower, not higher. But ARMS, ARMS, keep going up month after month. And the last thing anyone needs going into the holidays is a higher house payment. 30-year fixed mortgages are still near record lows, while adjustable rate mortgages and credit cards rates go higher and higher and higher. So get rid of your adjustable rate mortgage and your high credit rate debt. You know what? Get one new low payment with one low fixed rate that you don't have to worry about anymore. Now's the time to do it, and only the Mortgage Store can offer a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with their exclusive payment freedom option. That's right. They can combine 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments. So don't wait. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone, have to go, door shut, have to go, no car coming home, have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649 1819 or go to HalePetDoor.com.
You're invited to attend Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event. 5 days only, now through Saturday in the Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield. Over 400 vehicles will be sold direct to the public. Get $5 cash or a mall gift card just for driving and be eligible for a special $5,000 cash giveaway. Colorado's biggest vehicle liquidation event ends Saturday at 8 p.m. Lenders available on site now through Saturday at the Flatirons Mall parking lot on Flatiron Circle in Broomfield.
$5 giveaway for test drive while supplies last. $5,000 giveaway to be drawn from test drive registrations on December 30th, 2006. The event sponsored by Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Champion Chevy, and Champion Kia.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, you like this?
This is a story of famous dog.
You like this?
Well, the dog is
see? We're diverse. Right?
Oh, you bet. I have this on my iPod. I work out at the gym. This. Thank you, John.
I aerobically chew my food to this. That's my workout. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got people hanging on. Let's take some calls. And let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
I want to say two things. First of all, I know a couple people that have gone through your procedure that you're going for, and they came out feeling better, a lot better.
I hope so.
No, don't worry about it, really. I mean, if they really felt, you know, it changed their whole life, actually.
Well, can I make a confession to you?
Yeah.
This is a bad one to make, because I am concerned about global warming, and I am concerned about the environment. But I have a terrible, terrible problem. I have an addiction. And you know what? And besides, well, I got a lot of addictions, but this is one of my addictions, okay? I never met a car I didn't love. And I've got a car, and I love it. I love this automobile. And even someday that when we get off fossil fuels, I'll keep it in my garage and never get rid of it. And it's a high-end sports car. And the worst part is they tell me that I can't drive after this is over with for a while.
Mm.
That's the part that's bumming me out.
Why can't you drive?
Yeah.
Because they don't want your artery and your leg to bust open.
Oh.
So that's the reason. All right, Sherry, what else on your mind?
Wait, I was going to say one thing. But you will be able to drive, so...
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a couple weeks, so.
A day without my car is a day too much.
Well, but it's better to have it later than not have it at all.
Well, it's better to keep greenhouse gases down. All right. What else is on your mind?
Okay, the reason I called was about I am not gay. I had a nephew that died of AIDS. And basically, I think I may have been the only one in the family that didn't know he was gay. But maybe my husband said this morning that he thought I knew, but I wouldn't admit it. He wouldn't tell anybody, and he was afraid to tell me because he thought that if I knew, I wouldn't love him. I wouldn't respect him. And I saw the pain and torture he went through at the end. And I don't understand. I really don't want to understand why people can't have rights, why they are denied rights. They are American citizens. They do not hurt anyone. Most of the people that I know that are gay are very, very nice. I worked to help try to get that passed. I feel now I didn't do enough because I really, really thought it was going to pass. And I thought 43 would fall flat on its behind. And it bothers me that people think that they have to stop something and there's no reason to stop.
I still maintain that voting problems in Denver contributed to that.
It has to. Jay, I ran to someone at a function that I was volunteering at, and they told me they thought it wasn't going to pass. And I took his number, and I said, you know, I will call you and tell you you were wrong. It passed. I mean, that's how sure I was.
Yeah, I was sure it was going to pass, too. But I think voting problems in Denver, there are a lot of people, you know, God bless them. I mean, they got other stuff going on in their lives. There are a lot of people who just walked away and didn't stick it out. There are a lot of people who did, but there are a lot of people who didn't, and every vote counts.
And in that, it did. I mean, and I will do anything I can humanly do to help it go through, to make sure that people understand. It has nothing to do with their sexual preference. It has nothing to do with that. They are American citizens, and they deserve, and they it isn't that they deserve, that they should have the rights, that everyone should have the rights to be able to vote, to go to the hospital with someone, to even pick up a form for the government for their partner. I mean, that's ridiculous if you think about it. Why can't they?
Well, I agree.
Why shouldn't they?
Danny?
The problem, and is this Shirley?
Sherry,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
Why can't they? Because this issue has been put so that the politicians, frankly, have put it so that, along with help from certain members of the of religious communities, that this is something we can vote on. And I maintain that this is a fundamental right that no voter has a right to vote on, that lesbians and gay men have the inherently the same rights to marry as do I, as do you, and I'm straight, as does Jay. This is, and bottom line, it's bigotry. So many folks on the other side of this issue get upset and say, don't call me a bigot. Well, there's no rational there's no rational other side of this one. There's no rational other side, and it is much too much like America was 40, 50, 60 years ago when individual states, including Colorado for a while, had bans on interracial marriage. Blacks and whites could not marry by state law.
Well, also, people of different religions at one time couldn't marry either. I mean,
the whole thing, you know what? Here's the thing. The whole thing is wrong. And maybe what we need to do, maybe the solution to this problem is to go about it through the legislature.
I think that's an interim solution, but again, then that's making it part of the political process. What I am saying is, just like the Supreme Court said in 1967, as a matter of federal constitutional law, states cannot outlaw interracial marriage.
Well, then, Danny, what we need to do, let's take it to court.
No, absolutely. I'm telling you, it is going to be, you know, I got to tell you, the right wing is right in this. It is going to be a panel of judges. That's what it's going to take, because our judges are supposed to interpret the Constitution.
Okay, then let's go. We'll call up the
ACLU.
Can I ask
a question?
Yeah, hurry up. We're almost out of time.
Okay, what Bush has done to the Supreme Court, how do you think it's going to fly there?
Right now, badly.
Really badly, and that's even more frightening. Look what he has done to our court system.
Well, it's going
to
be tough.
Besides our politics, look what he has done.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be tough, but you know what? Anything worth having is worth fighting for.
Okay. What the Democrats did yesterday hopefully will stanch the bleeding. We've got an 85-year-old Supreme Court Justice, John Paul Stevens, that I hope
right
to goodness, I hope he's going to hold on for another 2 years.
I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to hang up. This morning I started crying, okay, because I was so upset. I went to your website and looked it up and thought, oh, my God, it didn't pass, okay, and then I saw 43 pass. And my husband came up to me and he said, I've got to say one thing. He said, I know how upset you are. He said, but guess what? Today is better than yesterday.
That's right. Every day.
And he said, you've got to look at it that way.
We made a step forward. And we'll continue. We'll continue to make a step forward. Sherry, thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
And lots of luck.
All right, thanks. And my father was gay, and my uncle was gay as well. And I've made disparaging comments about gays and lesbians before. I'm not proud of it. It's wrong. It's easy to do. It's convenient. But when you basically boil it down, though, when you get down to it and you start talking human being to human being, the fact of the matter is that nobody in this country, nobody should be a second-class citizen.
You got that right.
It's not right.
You got that
right. It's immoral.
Right.
It's a value. All right, don't move. You can't leave.
Okay, why not?
Because we got more coming up. We're going to talk to Paul Waldman, and then we got Angie Piccioni coming up at 9:20.
So, go, Angie.
Yep. So we'll talk to her, and we'll take more of your calls here on AM760 Progressive Talk. The show available at podcasts at AM760.net. And listen, thanks for being here, and thanks for going to the polls and voting, because we do have a lot to be happy about, and there's more to come. We just started. This is only the beginning.
It's Jay Marvin.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got fly status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
To financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. President Bush has been working the phones, making calls he was hoping he'd never have to make to top Democrats who now hold more power in Washington. Let's check in live with things at the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
So following those contacts, will it be cooperation or gridlock? That's the question hanging over the election results. The presumed incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are ready to share government.
Working together with the administration and the Republicans in Congress in partnership, not in partisanship.
President Bush has now invited Pelosi and other Democrats to lunch at the White House tomorrow. A spokeswoman mentions goodwill, a sentiment that surely will be tested when the new Congress convenes and both parties start eyeing Campaign 08. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the cheers are still echoing from last night's campaign victory rallies, most at Democratic headquarters for House candidates with the big change in power there. In the Senate, two cliffhangers may not be settled for a while. One is Montana, where Democrat John Tester has a slight lead over incumbent Conrad Burns. Tester's optimistic with a 1,500-vote lead.
We really figured this would be a horse race. We haven't lost a poll yet. We're not going to lose this one. We're looking in good shape.
And in Virginia...
I've been in a lot of fights in my life. This is nothing new.
But for Democrat Jim Webb, it could be a long fight. He's got a slim lead over incumbent George Allen. Wins in both those races would give Democrats control of the Senate. One of the key ballot issues in the campaign now flares into a Supreme Court showdown.
Two big abortion battles in 2 days. The first goes to abortion rights supporters as South Dakotans reject a near-total ban that was designed to give the Supreme Court an opportunity to review Roe v. Wade.
America's pro-choice majority will not allow an assault on Roe v. Wade to go unanswered.
Nancy Keenan of NARAL. Today, the High Court reviews a federal ban on certain late-term abortions. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
To the Middle East. Where 18 women and children were killed in Gaza.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israeli shells slammed into a heavily populated Gaza neighborhood. 8 children were among the dead. Israel expressed regret and offered emergency aid, but Palestinian militants promised revenge attacks on Israeli and American targets.
It's been a deadly day in Iraq, too, with more than 60 killed in violence. 8 soccer players were killed when mortar rounds hit a playing field. Others were killed in a coffee shop bombing. And the deaths of a U.S. soldier and a Marine bring this month's American toll in Iraq to 21. At the University of Miami, people there say they're numb over the shooting death of a 22-year-old football player who was gunned down after practice in a parking lot in an apartment house where he lived. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 points and the NASDAQ is off 1. This is CBS News.
Okay, Mr. Cold is out there, and he's coming. What can you do? Get dual-action, healthy relief cold-reduce lozenges now. Why? Because they're dual-action. They relieve your cold symptoms and are formulated to reduce the duration of your cold by days. So when Mr. Cold comes knocking, you can escort him out fast. Homeopathic Healthy Relief Cold Reduce Lozenges. A better way to feel your best, fast. Also in flu formula at retailers everywhere. Read and follow label warnings and directions.
This Wednesday is Big Wednesday at Kohl's, where you can find amazing prices on great new looks, like the one stylist Sean is telling us about.
Expect to see a lot more glamour mixed into every day.
Ooh, like velvet jackets with jeans?
Yes, it's a fantastic look for women and men. And the tuxedo shirt isn't just for tuxedos anymore. Mix it up in decor, put dressy pillows alongside casual styles.
Turn every days into special days at Kohl's Big Wednesday. Save 40 to 50% on fashion for you and your home. This Wednesday only, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Denver's mayor just can't understand how there could be such incredible waits to vote in Denver.
It's an outrage, right? I mean, it's to think how many workers have missed an hour and a half of work all day, just for the simple thing to vote.
Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, trouble in Douglas County as well. Results from yesterday, it's now Governor-elect Bill Ritter. He swept past Republican Bob Oprah yesterday, put the Democrats in the governor's mansion for the first time in 8 years. Republican Representative Marilyn Musgraves, now official in that she has been determined the winner. The official results going to be tabulated and all put together and certified by the Secretary of State's office later on. But Congresswoman Marilyn Musgraves will return for a third term on Capitol Hill, edging out Democrat Angie Piccioni, 46% to 43%. In the 7th, Ed Perlmutter, the new congressman, he beat Rick O'Donnell. And in the 5th, Doug Lamborn beat Jay Fawcett. 43 passed. I failed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're recovering nicely around the metro area. We just have a few slow pockets. I-25 through the downtown area. Northbound I-25, very busy now through the Tech Center, as is southbound 225 at Yosemite. Eastbound C-470 is still seeing a lot of crowding right near Santa Fe. And we had a new mishap off the highway, eastbound I-Lift at South Parker. Weather today, looking for mostly...
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6666. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Movie tickets to give away, Shut Up and Sing, and we'll do that this hour. High today, 77, sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with Danny Newsom, and let's bring in my friend from Media Matters for America. That's MediaMatters.org, the ever watchful and wise Paul Waldman. Paul, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jay. It's good to be back.
All right. Now, you've got, I don't know about Danny, but you've got me, and I was at the Democratic headquarters at the Hyatt Regency Convention Center last night. So is Danny.
I was there.
So we didn't see a lot of television, and we don't know what went on as far as the news media coverage. And the only thing I do know is that I watched some MSNBC before going to the hotel, and I watched a little MSNBC when I got back, and Matthews was just as big a blowhard as he always is. But tell us... tell us your take on the media coverage of the election.
Well,
One thing that's really interested me so far is how the interpretations are coming. You know, over today and the next few days, the next week or so, we're going to hear reporters and pundits telling us what it all means. And one of the interesting things that we're seeing is that they are trying to paint this as somehow, in a way, almost a victory for conservatism. The focus is all on those few Democratic candidates who were centrists, who you know may have been pro-life, the couple of Democrats who won in the South. It's funny because when the Republicans win, the press seems to tell us that it's because America is such a conservative country. And when the Democrats win, they don't tell us it's because America is a liberal country. They tell us it's because, well, they must have moved to the center. And so they focus on those few candidates who are the more conservative ones. And now they argue that, you know, Nancy Pelosi is going to have to rein in all those liberals who are going to be committee chairs, and she's going to have to take her San Francisco values and hide them under the bed. But, you know, the fact is that the Democrats won a pretty resounding victory, and I didn't see any evidence that they did it by moving to the center. But that's the kind of mindset that the press is locked into.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday, too. I noticed it yesterday in the warm-up, to it, and I noticed it last night, and I also noticed that a little bit this morning as well, that they're saying, well, you know, look at Montana, look at Virginia, look at Missouri, and it's almost as if a lot of these commentators couldn't see into the House races, like they just ignored them.
Yeah, and you know, right now, especially given the fact that a number of Republican moderates in the Northeast lost, people like Lincoln Chafee and Nancy Johnson and Mike DeWine, even in Ohio, now that the Republican Party is losing all of its moderates, Democrats really are the center. You know, Republicans are increasingly becoming the party of the South and the party of the far right. So we'll see if the press kind of moderates its view on what the two parties represent and what their ideology is. But I'm not holding my breath.
Well, Danny here. Colorado is a perfect example of that. You need to look at our congressional delegation now. We've got of the seven congresspeople we have, four are now Dems. Three are Republicans, and look at the Republicans. You've got far right people. You've got Tom Tancredo, Marilyn Musgrave, and who am I forgetting?
Doug Lamborn.
Doug Lamborn out of Colorado Springs. They are far, far right. They don't represent any moderate, or rational constituency. And also, I think something that the Nationals are not focusing on is their Intermountain West. We've got these Rocky Mountain West states with Democratic governors. Colorado now has one. New Mexico. Wyoming, for goodness sake. Kansas, which is not part of the Intermountain West, but they have a Democratic governor. There's stuff going on here. I predict that the Democratic National Convention is going to come to Colorado. It's got to.
You're absolutely right. Colorado is really a bellwether state. I mean, over the last couple of elections, you know, Democrats have taken the state house. They've now taken the governorship. They took the Senate seat with Ken Salazar. And, you know, if I could put a plug in for a book that a friend of mine wrote, Tom Schaller has a book called Whistling Past Dixie, How Democrats Can Win Without the South. And his argument is, and it's a very smart one, that, you know, people are always telling Democrats they need to do better in the South. But in fact, it's the interior West and the Southwest. States like New Mexico and Nevada and Colorado and Montana, those are the places where Democrats are going to be getting more and more strength as the Republican Party becomes more and more confined to the South.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I agree.
You guys must have had like 150 television sets going last night. And from what you witnessed, who do you think, if you're in a position to give us this, who do you think presented the most balanced coverage?
Well, you know, that's tough to say. Most of the coverage last night was all just sort of scrambling around to find, you know, the latest numbers from one place or another. I don't know that I could really pick out one network that did better. You know, I think that the important thing is not so much what happens on election night, but how it changes how they think, or if it changes how they think about politics and the parties and where we are now. And, you know, one of the things we're going to see in the coming days is that the Republicans are going to try to make a demon out of Nancy Pelosi. They tried to do it during the campaign, but it wasn't really successful because nobody really knew who she was. Now people are going to know who she is because she's going to be the Speaker of the House. And the Republicans are going to try to convince people that she has horns growing out of her head and that, in the words of one Republican campaign ad, that she's looking to institute a radical homosexual agenda with her San Francisco values.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, we'll see whether or not the Americans are clever enough to resist that. But it's one thing that will determine that is whether the press kind of picks up on and repeats those kinds of talking points, this idea that, you know, because Nancy Pelosi is from San Francisco, she's somehow out of the mainstream. But, you know, if you look at the agenda that they say that they're going to try to institute in the first days, it's all pretty mainstream stuff. You know, they want to increase the minimum wage, which is something that has the support of about 80% of Americans, despite the fact that Republicans have been resisting it for so long.
Yeah, it passed here. It passed here in amendment form.
Yeah, it passed. I think it was on the ballot in six different states, passed everywhere. And, you know, there's a number of other things that they want to do. And obviously the big issue was Iraq, where for a long time the Democratic position has been the more popular one. So we'll see if the press can kind of break out of that mindset they have that Republicans represent the mainstream and Democrats are somehow out of the mainstream, because right now it looks like the opposite is true.
For the longest time, the press has been parroting that Karl Rove, Grover Norquist crap. That we actually, Democrats, are actually out of the mainstream, you know? We're not the party of values, or Democrats individually don't have values. And it just seems to me yesterday that that big center, the unaffiliated or the independents, and I'm talking about folks who may be registered Republicans but very disaffected with their party, they said no, that's not true.
Yeah, you're absolutely
that's
right.
Not true.
The reason why Democrats won, most Republicans stayed with the Republican Party, and most Democrats stayed with the Democratic Party. The reason Democrats won is because overwhelmingly independents and moderates came over to the Democrats. And you're right, and this is, again, it's something that the press has just parroted over and over. When they use the term values voters, they're talking about conservatives. The idea that someone who's pro-life has values and someone who's pro-choice is just somebody who has a position. You know,
right?
Just somebody with an opinion is an idea that they have been repeating over and over again for a long time. But hopefully, Democrats can convince them to change their outlook on that.
Well, I didn't see the bulletins that came through from Media Matters, but I assume you guys caught or know about Laura Ingraham yesterday and the stunt she pulled, which hopefully Oberman will nail her tonight for this. Of giving out the DNC voter fraud line and telling her listeners to
call.
And jam it up. And, you know, I've never done this before, but I sent her an email and I said, I've been in this business 34 years, and you are a prime example of why this business is headed downhill, because people who were in this business in the days when you followed formats and followed etiquette and knew not to do things would never pull a stunt like that. You are indeed very Bush League. I don't expect her to answer me, but hopefully... You know, Oberman will nail her tonight for that. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, and, you know, in most of the cases that we saw, not all, but in most of the cases when there were reports on the kinds of dirty tricks that were going on, the press did, in fact, say that it was the Republicans who were doing them. Not all. We saw
right.
A lot of that sort of he said, she said, that there's just these, you know, there are dirty tricks happening, and we know we're not really going to tell you who's doing it. But... You know, it's something that is as reliable as the rising of the sun. Whenever there's an election, the Republicans will try to keep Democrats from voting, especially African Americans, but Democrats more generally. I mean, you had this case in Virginia where Democrats were getting phone calls from people turned out to be paid for by the Republican National Committee that were telling people that their polling place had been changed or threatening them with arrest if they tried to come to the polls. We had a case in Maryland where the candidates for governor and Senate released a flyer claiming that they were Democrats when
right.
they in fact were Republicans.
Right.
Incredible.
And saying they had been endorsed by all these prominent Democrats.
That's Michael Steele and his friends. All right, Paul, we got to wrap it up. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on the program, and I look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. There's Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org to support that organization. They're well worthwhile. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9. You want to win Dixie Chicks tickets, the movie Shut Up and Sing? Hey, I got tickets for you to go, okay? I'm going to send you. I want to go with you, but I can't.
I want to go. Can I just get mine?
No, you're not eligible. All right, I'll take the first seven callers right now, 303-631-2760. The first seven callers, 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. Dixie Chicks tickets. To see the movie, Shut Up and Sing. I understand it's wonderful.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 9, high today 77, sunny skies. Did we give away all those Dixie Chicks tickets? I believe we did. Jay Marvin along with Danny Newsom. I'm looking for my little hanky here in case I have another bloody nose. I don't know what's causing this morning. This
excitement, Danny.
This is the third
excitement
one I've had. I don't know what the deal is here, man, with that. Right. Well, we're functioning on very little sleep here this morning.
You know what? We were downtown at the Hyatt at the convention center. Came home. My husband and daughter passed out. I stayed up. I fell asleep in front of the TV. I was going between MSNBC and CNN, wanting so much to know what was going on nationally. I didn't know that Claire McCaskill in Missouri, had declared herself the winner, and then the networks said, yeah, I was. I just couldn't sleep. I couldn't believe this.
Yeah. Like, oh. It was hard for me. It was hard for I really didn't go to sleep either. I mean, I tossed and turned couldn't get a lot of the night out of my mind. I was so tempted to go downstairs and because as I said earlier, starting at 6 o'clock, and I you know, I admit to this that I love and respect Jay Fawcett, and I love and respect Bill Winter, and I love and respect Ed Perlmutter, but Mary and I were really attached to Angie and really wanted her to win, and I just, it was so hard to go to sleep just waiting to see what the results were going to be, because when I left the Hyatt last night, I thought in my heart of hearts that she was going to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got to tell you, every week on the TV show, I say something about Angie, but I'd also say, I just don't see it. I just don't see a Democrat pulling out CD4. And I watched last night that picture, you know, of me in the paper yelling and screaming. It's because they had come out with some results on Angie. And that woman is incredible.
She is.
I mean, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy, Angie. My hat is off to you. I mean, she just, I was telling you the first time I saw her, she's making waves in a red dress, and I'm like, oh, watch this woman, watch this woman. She is incredible. She gave the best race. You know, all the attention went to Jay Fawcett, God bless him, in CD5, and then it turns out that it actually wasn't close. And look at Angie. I'm in awe of the woman.
Yeah, 3 percentage points behind, and I'm in awe of her, too. And the first time I saw her was in Greeley, and she just lit up the entire room. And do we have her on the line? We've got Angie Piccioni on the line.
We love you.
Angie, we love you.
Hi, Jay. Thanks so much.
We love you. And you know what?
Yes.
Think about this. It's only a year and a half away. Let's do it again. Come on. Let's do it again. And you know what? I'm the first to draft you, and I'll start raising money. Let's, you and I, let's get together. Let's put our heads together. Let's start raising money. And you know what? Let's go after Maryland again, Angie. Come on.
Well, you know, it's certainly going to be on the table, and we're going to take some time and take a look at this race and analyze the numbers and, you know, see if it's something we should do again.
Angie, it's Danny.
Yeah, hey, hi, Danny. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Hey, listen, I'm broke, but you got what I got. You got what I got. I got $5 in my wallet, and it has your name on it.
Oh, thank you.
The goddess bless you.
Thank you. And, you know, that's the other thing. You know, I've been an athlete. And you win some, you lose some. You want to be able to say you left it all on the court, and I did. We had a great team. We had a great campaign. I think we ran a great race, and you know, the majority of the people voted against Maryland this time around. When you add Eric's numbers and my numbers, and so
right.
We know she's still vulnerable. We know what, you know, now with the Democratic House, she's going to be even less effective. So we know that there's a good possibility you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So I don't want to be pushy or anything, but how much time do you need to take before you get committed again? This is what I want to know.
I think it's a week, Angie. I think that's a day.
I mean, I'm going to be on your case and Gary's case, and you know, I'll be driving up there an hour away. I mean, I'm
right
ready
on
to go. When are we going to start?
Well, listen, we're going to take a look at it. But listen, you guys have been great. And Danny, you too, you know, you've come up to Larimer County for some of our events and with your daughter.
I'll keep coming. We are in love with you. You got my $5, Angie. It's yours.
We had a tremendous, you wouldn't have believed the outpouring of support here last night. We had over 500 people packed in the ballroom. And then even at like 2 o'clock in the morning, there were still 300 people left. And they were, you know, very excited, and we really created some movement and momentum up here in Larimer County, and even in Greeley, we did a great job in Greeley as well. So.
All right. Well, in the interim, because you know now, I got to get your personal email, of course, and I got to get your phone number and everything else so I can stay on you and bug you. But now, what are you going to do in the immediate future?
Well, I'm going to spend some time with my family that's still out here, and my friends who supported me on this ride, and some of the staff and volunteers. We're going to get together and have a little debriefing, and then I'm going to take a little vacation.
And then after that?
And then after that? We're being relentless, aren't we? I mean, you didn't want to walk into this, did you? You don't want to call up this radio station and have two people start beating up on you. But man, I mean, we're ready. I was ready to go at 6 o'clock this morning. I mean, we're ready to make it happen here.
Great. Well, you know, you could look at it this way. You know, last year we got John in there. This year we got Ed in there. So, you know, we'll take it one at a time.
2 years is a really short time. I'm going to hold on to this $5 your name on it.
You know what? It's not even 2 years, Angie. It's a year and a half.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a year and a half. So we expect an answer from you by when?
I really don't know. I can't do that. I really don't know. But I'm going to take a nice little vacation, and I think I've earned it. We've been on this in this race for 18 months. And
I think you have too.
So I'm really excited to take a little vacation. I'm bringing my mom with me, so that's always good. And so I'm looking forward to that, and then we'll see. Recharge the batteries, and let's take a look at it. So.
Well, at least you're willing to look at it, and that thrills us. And I don't think I've ever met anybody like you before.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Just I've been really blessed, and I believe that, and you know, I can't thank the people around me enough. I've had lots of experiences in my life, and they've all prepared me, I think, to do this thing, and so. It's been a great 18 months. Hard work, but worth it. Well worth it.
If you had to share one thing, if you had to share one thing with people, talk a little bit about where you get such incredible, incredible inner strength.
Yeah.
Really.
You know, it's really my mom and my grandmother and my family. You know, we had really tough times growing up, you know, and I grew up in a time where it was still illegal in many states for my mom and dad to be married. And so they weren't married because it was still socially unacceptable. And we grew up in a poor environment in New York, and we struggled, you know, for everything. And we just knew that you just keep your eyes on the prize and you keep going forward. You know, here's the thing, Jay. I tell kids everywhere, because I do a lot of motivational speaking and graduation and commencement addresses, and I tell those kids to move in the direction of their goals and dreams and their vision, and that they will end up exactly where they're supposed to be. And I believe the same thing for me, and I have done that for 46 years, and I will continue to do that. And you know where my goals and vision and dreams are, so I'm going to keep moving in that direction.
Well, go ahead, Danny. You want to say something?
I was just going to say, Angie, nobody does it better than you.
You know,
I've told this story. The first time I saw you was at some plumber's pipe fitting hall
That's
or whatever,
right.
and
right.
you walked in wearing a red dress,
That's
and
right.
you made waves, good waves, and you have not stopped since then. You have not stopped since then. You are a hero to so many of us, and I'm just saying nobody does it better. Go take your vacation, and then remember there's $5 waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's your seed money. I know Jay's rich. He's got a little bit more, but you'll do, obviously, what you feel you should do next. But you've got so many more people, not just those of us who've been your fans, but you've got so many more people just with their mouths agog. And just saying, oh my gosh, look at her go. Look at her go.
We're going to keep moving. That's the plan. Keep moving in the right direction.
So you're going to take your vacation. When you get back, let Mary and I buy you dinner. And I got a strong arm into doing this.
Well, you know, I would love to have dinner with you. And I really do. I do thank you for all the support you've given me, really. So, we'll definitely do that when I get back.
Okay, we love you.
I love you, too.
Take care. Bon voyage.
Thank you, guys. All righty. Thank you.
Come back.
Thanks, Angie.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Here's Angie Piccioni. I don't think I've ever met anybody like her.
Now, that's a woman.
Yeah.
That is a woman.
We got to start it. We got to start the draft Angie movement.
Got the $5 seed money right here.
I mean, we just cannot let her back away and change her mind. She is too valuable of a resource not to be in public service.
I have never seen anything like what happened in CD4. I mean, you've seen CD4. It's spread out over half of Colorado, eastern Colorado. My God. Musgrave, your time is so limited.
It is.
It is so limited.
You know, Marilyn, we're coming to get you. We are coming to get you.
And there's nowhere to run, and there is nowhere to hide, and
That's
I'm not
right.
giving a threat over the radio.
No, we're not talking about that. We're going to do it at the ballot box, and we're going to be keeping track of every move you make, and we're going to, you know, as soon as Angie says that she's in,
That's
and she's going to do it, then I say we all get together and hit the trail and start raising money.
I got to tell you, and I've got my campaign song. It's that, it's, God, was that, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide.
There you go.
And you can dance to it, too.
Yeah, unlike Merle Haggard. Okay, but you can two-step to Merle Haggard.
That's
all right.
Right.
It's 9:32. Actually, it's 9:33, 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a little progressive traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, thanks. We're recovering nicely. Just want to remind you that we had a little problem off on the right-hand shoulder, southbound 25, just after Bellevue as you make your trek through the tech center. Otherwise, tech center traffic is in very good shape. We also have some construction coming up here in just a few minutes. It's going to affect your eastbound lanes of C-470 between Platte Canyon and Lucent. That's definitely going to cause some slowing until at least the new...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
At Microsoft.com/PeopleReady. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:36, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 77, sunny, Jay Marvin along with Danny Newsom. Was part of our election coverage team. And let's go to the phone and let's talk to Jay Fawcett from down in the Springs. Jay, good morning, and great race, man. I mean, you really slugged it out. You really took it to Lamborn. Your thoughts about the outcome?
Lamborn who?
Yeah, exactly. Really.
No, I think the outcome is a major shift in the political landscape down here. You know, this is the race that started off as Well, Jay, thank you for running. We appreciate your support of the party, and here's a pat on the head to, holy cow, the vice president's coming in next week. What the heck's going on out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we shook up a few people, I think.
I think you shook up. I think you shook up a lot of people. Let me ask you. We'll ask you the same thing we asked Angie. How about a rematch with Mr. Lamborn?
I don't know yet. You know, I got to sit down and let the family decompress. The last 13 months were a bit stressful, and I got to find a job. That's always important.
That's not going to be hard for you.
I'm not ruling it out, man, because I think the rationale I heard from so many Republicans down here was, you know, I'd vote for you. You're more qualified. I would not even hesitate to say that, but I just can't deal with a Democratic Congress. Well, they used to tell us in the Air Force, don't take counsel of your fears because they often come true. So what happened? Now the district not only has a Democratic Congress, but they've got a freshman congressman who, by his own admission, doesn't like to cooperate with anybody and doesn't like to compromise and never seemed to be able to do that in Denver. So I think he'll manage to make a real big splash in Washington, kind of like a belly flop.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Lieutenant Colonel Fawcett, this is Danny Newsom, and I'm the daughter of an Air Force colonel, by the way, a Tuskegee Airman. I want to say thank you for your service, and thank you for the job you did down south. I'm in CD-6, so just north of you. You gave us all hope.
Well, thank you, Danny, and I got to tell you, I had three Tuskegee Airmen supporting me down here.
I know you did.
including Colonel Rogers, and... They're great boosters.
Absolutely. Now, my mom and dad live in Denver, Colonel Fitzroy Newsom.
I think I met them at the dinner down here last year. I sat at the same table with them.
I bet you did. Well, they couldn't vote for you, obviously. They're in CD1, but you had their support, too. Trust me.
Well, thank you for that.
All right,
you're a pretty good election year for the Dems.
Yeah.
I think we're
going to
get the country back a little bit anyway.
Yeah, I think so, too. So your immediate plans are you're going to decompress, you're going to find a job. What kind of job are you looking for?
Oh, boy, this part, one that pays enough to cover the bills. I got a little debt going on here, but we'll get to it.
Well, maybe we can... get together at a future time here and collaborate on that and hold maybe a fundraiser to help you later.
To retire that debt?
To retire that debt and also maybe get some seed money for a second shot.
Well, that would be good if I was going to carry on the conversation with my wife at this point. She'd want to hear about seed money. Hey, listen, before we get off on any other tangent, the real reason I called this morning, although I do enjoy talking to the other Jay, and I appreciate your support. I want you to tell all your listeners how much I appreciated their support in all the districts. You know, that was incredible. And everyone got it. It was a race for the country and for the state as well as the district. And we couldn't have done it without that help.
Wow.
I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you running. We appreciate you having the guts to get up there and say it like it is and talk about the way it is. And just dazzled by your performance in Canyon City, you're just too valuable. You're like Angie Picciotto. You're too valuable of a resource to just go off the scene and disappear. So I hope you'll think it through and give it another shot.
Hey, ain't nobody shooting at me. Can't be too bad.
There you go. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. And listen, man, you're always welcome on this show anytime.
Great. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. So much. Thank you so much. Well, what an incredible time to have hope. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Jay Fawcett. Great guy. Great guy. And hopefully, you know, he'll turn around and do it again. And I can understand that, you know, that he and Angie feel tired and... They put a lot into it. But...
Look what they've been through. But you know, I want to get back to what Jay Fawcett said about Doug Lamborn. I mean, this guy's a dinosaur.
Oh, I agree.
The world has changed. The map has changed, and he and his fellow dinosaurs, Marilyn Musgrave, and why is that? I always forget the other. Who else is there?
Matt Tommy Tancredo.
Oh yeah. I mean, the sun is setting. The sun is setting. What can they possibly do in these next 2 years? What can they do if they stay true to type?
I'll tell you what they can do.
Tell me.
They can wait for us. Because we'll be ready for them again in a year and a half, 2 years.
You better believe it. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Nope. That's it. We're not going to let it go. That's for damn sure. All right, it's 9:42, 42 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll roll on with more of your calls, so everybody hang on and we'll take some. I know we haven't taken as many as we normally do in the morning, but it's important to get all these folks on. And I don't ever do this on the radio, but I'm going to do it. I don't know that it'll work, but I'm going to say it anyway. Joe Rice. Joe, if you're out there somewhere, man, we've been trying to get a hold of you. You at least owe us a phone call.
We want to say congratulations.
Yeah, come on, Joe, in House District 38. Get on the horn, Joe. We want some kind of a call, even though I was supposed to buy him lunch a long time ago and never did. All right.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Cheaper used on Autos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Ben Tucson, we've made it happen.
Looks like it's gonna be a great night for Democrats.
We, the Democrats, are in control of the House of Representatives.
The votes are in, and now we've got the House.
Joe Ritter is the next governor.
Thank you, Colorado!
The crowd is just going absolutely crazy. Absolutely erupting in craziness. Incredible night here.
Taking back America.
Just a question of how blue do you want to get, brother?
This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine your dog is at work, and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty, and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Thanks a lot. I can't believe we've already been together for a month. I feel like I've known you for years.
I know, but I feel like I don't know a thing about you. What are you, some kind of secretive superhero?
Well, if you must know, I graduated right in the middle of my high school class. Oh, yeah, C's get degrees. I like to keep myself feeling young, so I still live with my mother. I got 2 DUIs, 1 felony conviction. This tattoo doesn't remind me of anything pleasant. Oh, and according to the state of Nevada, I'm a wanted man. But I'm pretty confident that's going to be overturned. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Face it, there are people in your life you don't know everything about. Some may have a history that's a matter of public record. With an Intellius background check at Intellius.com, in about 90 seconds, you get the information you need to make an informed decision with peace of mind. And with this special radio offer, when you purchase one background check, your next one is free. Enter offer code radio at Intellius.com to receive your free background check with purchase. The power is in your hands. Go to Intellius.com now and enter offer code radio for your free background check with purchase. Intellius, live in the know.
You gonna finish that chicken?
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then me and Jeff got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. To learn more about your options, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-800-700-2962. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For free information, call right now, 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
you seen that movie Undercover Brother?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The opening scene, you got Eddie Griffin in that Cadillac.
I know, it's great.
This is playing, and he's got that orange soda in the car.
Don't you love
that? Just leaning. Oh, my God, that's great.
It is. That's the best. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today, 77. Maybe we should change this to We Got the House, right?
We got the house.
That's right. Sunny
skies. We got the house.
All right. Let's squeeze in some calls here before we run out of time. And let me go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Denny, who was one of my heroes, Denny. I've never had a chance to talk to you before, but you were very admired by myself.
See, there you go.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to ask you a question. This has to do with Referendum I. I hear all the time, you know, that it's an insult to African-American people to say that the civil rights that gays are seeking is comparable or in any way close to their struggle. And I wondered, as a black woman, how you felt about that.
And it's really hard for me to control myself. That issue was raised early on by Reverend Philip Porter, who was the president of the Coloradans for Marriage, the pro-amendment 43 thing, and he's a black pastor, and, you know, he'd take umbrage at the civil rights issue. I'm not comparing the experiences of Africans and African-Americans on the North American continent. We're talking 400 years. There really is a difference between those experiences and that of LGBTQ people. Having said that, this is a civil rights issue. This is a civil rights issue. Whenever you have a group of people who are having a circle drawn around them and are being targeted by the majority in political power to be treated in a way that denies them their basic constitutional rights, it is a civil rights issue. You don't have to have a history of slavery and Jim Crow behind you to legitimately claim that this is a civil rights issue, and it is. And I will debate any black, brown, or red person on that issue anywhere, anytime. I am a civil rights lawyer, or at least I used to practice civil rights law. I'm not playing one on the radio. I am one, and this is a civil rights issue.
You know, I agree with you completely. I just wanted to say one thing. First of all, the coverage that you guys have done, as usual, is fabulous. You give the other side that you don't get to hear otherwise. You're doing a very valuable public service. In terms of the struggle for gay rights, I don't have a family member who's gay. It offends my sense of morality, my sense of what's right and wrong, to have people voting on other people's civil rights, like you said. But I do feel that the struggle continues. I think it took a long, long time for African Americans to get anywhere near the rights they have now, as well as women. Took a long, long time. And the time for this will come. It is coming. You know, they can only run away so much. They can only put so much bigotry out. I think people's minds are changing. I think a time for this will come.
You're right. The march of history, if you look at America, I mean, there have been some shocking setbacks, but the march of history has been to expand that notion of equality and who it applies to. And so, frankly, the march of history is on our side, the side of equality, but it is going to take some time. And, you know, there's a generational thing going on here, Jay.
Oh, I think it's definitely generational.
They do all these polls that, you know, young kids...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not a big deal. It's,
no.
It's, you know, old folks, and
no.
I guess I'd include myself in there, even though I'm on the right side. It's old folks who have this issue. The young folks, my
right.
Son is 23. I mean, this is going to happen. I hope I live to see it.
Yeah, younger people don't have a problem with it, and it's eventually going to run its course. And then the other thing is, which I think we all need to step back, and I think we all need to think about this, and that is that let's look at the right wing for a second. They've had their setbacks. They've had blows dealt to them. They got a blow dealt to them last night. Do you think that today or tomorrow or whenever, do you think that they'll just drop their weapons and go home? Do you think that they'll just give up? No.
No.
They'll retrench and they'll start again. And the thing is, what we need to learn is we need to look at the long term. We need to project long-term, and we need to have an extreme amount of patience, and we have to hang in there. And eventually, we will win because we are right. And as Danny says, there's no reason to take any group of people in this country, deny them their rights, draw a circle around them, make them second-class citizens. We will eventually win this fight. We will eventually make this happen along with the other things that need to be done in this country. But anything worth having is not going to happen overnight, and we are going to get tripped up along the way. And now, having said that to you, Elaine, let me also admit to you that I can be the worst at sitting in the corner and going, oh, my God, I'm going to slip my wrists and blow my brains out because life's not going to get any better. Okay? That's why I go see a shrink every week. That's why I'll be in my shrink's office this afternoon at 3 o'clock because I'm nuts. But the thing is, we just have to keep pushing. And it will happen with – how old are you, Elaine? Can I ask?
I'm 52.
You're 52?
Yes.
I believe – I'm 54, and Danny, you're –
I'm 51. I just turned 51
on Sunday. That's right. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. I believe it happens within our lifetime.
I hope so.
I hope so. I'm working out, and I'm
yeah. You know what? We may be having this conversation someplace, at a shuffleboard court or something when we're all like 70 or 75, but it's damn well going to happen.
Yeah.
And James Dobson and the rest of these people, they can rail and they can scream and they can yell all they want. But you can't hold back the tide of history and the tide of progress.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I'm an older mom. I have young kids in spite of my age. I'm worried about my children's values and my children's upbringing. I don't want to teach them to be intolerant of people's differences. I don't want them to teach them to hate a group of people just because of their religion, their race, their sexual orientation, or anything. That offends my sense of bringing up my children.
Then, Elaine, you need to be, and I'm a mom, too. My youngest is 13, and both my kids, I have a 23-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter, they will tell you I am very intentional about this because the thing with bigotry, whatever it is, if you're around it, you inhale it. Jay inhales it, I inhale it, you inhale it because it's in our society, and so we got to be intentional about not. I don't even assume that my kids, I refuse to assume that they're heterosexual. And I have to stop myself, you know, because we talk in that way. Well, when you have a boyfriend, oops, well, you know, when you find someone you love, I literally change my language, you know, because
that's a really good idea.
Because we grow up with it. I'm straight, and I admit it. I am heterosexist, and I need to spend the rest of my life combating it. Combating.
Let's work towards a society where everybody is welcome and everybody's inclusive.
Right on.
And that we have logical and well-founded, factual debates about things instead of engaging in hysteria and craziness. Elaine, thank you so much. And have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't you think?
Jay, I'm telling you, the license that those on the right have taken and the silence that others who actually aren't on the right, but they don't fight against it, it hurts people. It kills people. There are lives at stake, and there are lives at stake. And I'm just asking folks, I mean, you got to stand up for what is right. What is right? You've got kids. You've got young girls. You've got young boys. They're being hurt. Even look at Ted Haggard. I don't want to feel sorry for the man. He's part of the problem. But look at the level of self-hate he has going in him. Look at his words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the worst part about that whole thing is, as somebody who's been in therapy for like 26 years, he's not going to get the right kind of help.
Oh, for God's sake. I don't know
they're
what that board of overseers
is going to
do.
No, you know what they're going to do is, and somebody said it to me last night, and this guy's absolutely correct, that he's going to reemerge in a year or 2 years, write a book, be cured.
Mike Jones said it.
You know, and turn around and go, I've been forgiven, and I'm back, and he'll be back on the scene again. And meanwhile, he's not going to get the kind of counseling that he needs because, you know what, Ted, if you're listening, pal, and I don't think you are, but if you are, Theodore, my man, what you need is you need psychiatry, okay? You need psychiatry. You know, you got to be in the office 3 and 4 days a week with somebody who is not going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear. And he's not going to do that.
And to help you get out of the cage that you built.
That's right.
That you built.
That's right. Let your wife go and be gay. It's okay. We don't care.
Yeah, absolutely, Ted. Ted's gay, and it's okay.
That's right. Danny, thank you.
Bless you, Jay. Hey, listen, we got to get together on Angie.
We will. We're doing it. We're starting the,
and Jay.
We're starting the draft Angie and Jay movement, and we're kicking it off soon, as soon as they get back from vacation. Thank you, everybody. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Take the whole day today and remember two things. Thank God you're an American, you're an American, and celebrate because, you know what? We got the house.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
When people come into Radio Shack and ask me if we've got Bluetooth, it's like asking a bait store guy if he carries worms. I mean, we're crawling with Motorola Bluetooth products. Need a Bluetooth-enabled phone from Sprint or Singular, like a Motorola Razr? No problem. Already have a Motorola Razr and you want to accessorize it? Also, not a problem. See, that's what Radio Shack sales associates like me do for a living.
For all your Bluetooth needs, head to Radio Shack, your neighborhood wireless store.
Welfare.